earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Michael Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs and security, show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington's Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Here's the producer.
Producer, his mind has been wandering today. Hey, coming once again, coming back over to the microphone.
To the microphone, yes, Charlie.
There are some women in the lobby who want to do this for recreation.
No problem.
I'm going to go out there and get them.
Please do.
And bring them in right now.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
Okay, is that right?
Yeah,
come on,
please.
Come on, let's talk. More action, please.
I forgot his astrological side yesterday, but it was
whole.
That's what I'm doing. The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The technical difficulties cartridge. Jesus Christ.
Welcome back. So glad. I'm so glad you're back. I guess things were a little discombobulated without you here.
Yeah. Come on, get it going, Robbie. Come on, crank the machine up.
Here we go.
Crank the machine up.
Here we go.
That plays the funny tape.
Yeah.
You know. Come on. I'm minutes away from my next urination.
What are we dealing with over there?
I'd like to look at the new lady.
There it is. Problem solved. Here's your new. Hi, Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Listen, Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over. There's a time now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it! You blew it!
You're very good, you.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. You're the first son of a beach.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
It's all out of control. I'm sorry. You know, I'm gone for a couple of days, and look, yeah. It's an asshole.
No, it was easy to say. There was a small stone in the cord.
Gotcha.
There were three, weren't there?
Yes, two sides. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Return and all the ships at sea, named as wig recipients in J.C. Hayward's last will and testament.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Don Geronimo and his buddy Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's a new episode, and it's Wednesday, March 21st. So, here I am back.
Welcome back, and I'm glad your stones have finally passed.
There's one stone that didn't pass, though.
Keith Richards?
This is Keith.
Yeah.
Richards. It's Don and Mike. Yeah, he hasn't passed yet, but
that's a miracle. Jesus Christ.
You know, what a mess. I don't wish that on Jack Diamond.
Wow.
Really? I don't wish that on.
No, it's
that horrible. It's that bad.
My God.
But at least they're gone.
Yay.
The kidney stones, three of them, as the doctor said. You know, doctors love being cute. Hey, Huey, Louie, and Dewey finally passed.
Hey, he's a comedian.
Gave them names. Manny Moe and Jess. We've got them right here. Here they are. Take a look at them.
Now, I think I spoke to you last evening, and I asked you, any chance of saving one of them for the fans?
There is a chance. They are being biopsied right now.
Yes, that's a standard procedure.
And I did ask at the doctor's office if I could have one for my wife,
right,
to make into a pendant to put around her neck.
Very nice.
Let the doctor keep one. The doctor actually wants one.
Wants to put it up on his shelf.
Of course. Yeah. And then the third one I'd like to give away on the show.
Fantastic.
As a memento. So as soon as I get the two out of the three kidney stones back that I'm going to be receiving, I'll bring it in and then we'll give them away here on the show. I certainly do have lots of crap to tell you about the last 4 or 5 days, but got to start off by doing a little soliciting here now. We're a couple of days behind because
right.
I had a medical problem. So we've got a freak show / what would you do show staring us straight in the face tomorrow.
Ooh. Tomorrow we've got a wonderful prize to give away.
Now we have a choice of two prizes for the first place winner. And what would you do, freak show, you know, all those shows that we do combined into one.
Sure, talent, freak, oddity.
The first prize will be a choice of either $1,000 in cash or a free vacation to Houston, Texas to go to WWF WrestleMania.
We get a lot of wrestling fans in our audience.
It will be the winner's choice gets either $1,000 in cash, courtesy of Blair Witch 2, or the trip to Houston, courtesy of the WWF.
Very good.
Now, because, you know, I wasn't here Monday, Tuesday, we got to do this lickety split, mm-hmm. and we're having the freak show tomorrow.
So if you have an ability,
a talent,
an oddity,
something you can do,
something that separates you from the pack, and, you know, women are always encouraged.
Yes, call us at 877-365-3636, but you got to be able to come down to Dynamite World Broadcast Headquarters tomorrow for the return of What Would You Do? Or the freak show.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we're talking about women, it can be a simple activity if you're a woman.
Oh, yeah.
You could even come down here and, you know, play the piccolo.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to play the piccolo, I don't know, perhaps with your nips.
Yes, or, you know, maybe play the cello naked.
Whatever. You know,
what I mean.
When we've done the freak show before, though, we've had great contestants who we've had to turn away.
Absolutely.
And it's very tough to pick. So if you have a particular talent, you got to call us now. We're doing the contest tomorrow. Like I said, the phone number 877-365-3636. Call Lisa, and as soon as she gets some people, she'll put them through here to the main studio.
Very exciting, and I am confident we're going to have a fabulous freak show tomorrow.
Make sure you ask her how come she's not washing her hair anymore. Something she just shared with us a couple of minutes ago before we went on the air. She came in. Mike said, hey, your hair looks different. And she said, well, I didn't wash it today.
Hmm.
She was going out with her boyfriend tonight.
Right. Apparently going out to a steak dinner, and I have to admit I wasn't paying attention.
And an open bar after that at a nightclub.
See, that's the part I didn't hear. Really, an open bar.
See, I would think that if you're going out on a night with town with your man, you might wanna clean yourself up.
Right? Dolled up. Sure. Well, it's a different look. You know, and then she started explaining it, and I did hear the part about not washing the hair.
Yeah, now I'm sure she showered, or maybe.
But I'm not sure what the goal is.
Maybe at best she took an Elvis shower today.
I've heard that you're not supposed to necessarily wash your hair every day because some of the goo that builds up makes it look good. Of course, it doesn't help any of us because we don't have enough hair to support
you. You know, it's just funny looking at you and hearing you say that, Mr. Flat Top.
Well, yeah, it's marvelously Brucut. Flat.
Yeah. There she is now. Hi.
Here is Lisa.
Did you bathe today?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I took a bath and a shower. I relax in the tub first and then stand up and take a shower and stuff.
Who was doing that? Who was that you, Buzz?
That might have been me.
Yeah, it was Buzz.
Involuntary. I couldn't help it. Sorry.
It might have been you, Buzz. It was you.
Buzz began to groan.
So why didn't you wash your hair?
Well, Rob's right. You're not supposed to wash your hair every day. And, you know, I have longer hair. And when I do it straight, like I blew it straight yesterday.
Now look who's
yeah,
doing.
Oh, well.
Because she said blue.
Yes.
Rob. How do you tolerate him? You know, he's the worst, isn't he? And when it comes to the subject of Lisa, he's the bad boy.
He is.
He's the bad boy.
He's very naughty.
Yeah, he's very naughty.
He is.
So you didn't wash your hair, though?
No, I had it pulled back all day and all morning. And then when I got ready and got in the bath and the shower, I just pulled it up real high.
Can I tell you what a sexy look is?
Yeah.
Because you've got it right now. Would you lift your hands up again? A sexy look is a girl who has her lighter tucked into her stretch pants.
I totally forgot it was there.
That's the look that says to me, this girl's ready for a night on the town. She hasn't washed her hair, and right, she has her lighter stuck into the to the top of her stretchy pants.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So you're going out with Nick for a big free steak dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, enjoy.
Oh, I shall.
Enjoy. How long until the first smoking break of the day, do you think?
About another 45 minutes.
All right.
Hang in there.
See you out there. You and Wendell and the whole crew.
Wendell looking like mountain man Wendell today.
Oh, really?
Wendell, I came into the production studio and Wendell frightened me.
More than usual?
You ought to take a look at Wendell today. He really, the beard, his little goatee and the mustache looks,
was it ZZ Top-ish?
Yes, it's exactly what I said to him. I said, hey, ZZ Top, Wendell looks seriously like he could be one of those Washington survivalists.
Maybe he's finally just letting himself go.
I'm not sure what this look is, but I mean, he really, it looks as though his mustache is completely covering his mouth.
Oh, and listen, you mentioned survivalist. I am so pissed at Survivor. Mm-hmm. Tonight, you know what they're doing tonight? They're not running Survivor. What they're running is a best of Survivor. What they're showing you is clips that you haven't seen before.
Why?
From the previous 5 or 6 weeks. Because it's CBS. Because they do everything bass backwards at CBS. I'm assuming so that they can stretch it out.
Are they not doing a new show tomorrow, like a real Thursday night?
No, tomorrow night basketball's on.
That sucks. That totally, totally sucks.
Plenty of footage you haven't seen yet or so.
That is a total ripoff.
All right, well, that's CBS for you. Mm-hmm. They finally get a good show. A show that, albeit, people are starting to lose interest in, but at least everybody had gotten into the habit of watching the show.
Right.
Well, tonight, you know, I'm into the habit of watching the show, even though I'm losing interest. I'm not even going to watch tonight just to see clips that I haven't seen before.
Oh, yeah, I think that sucks. I think that's
unless they show the dude burning his hands.
I don't know. 50% of it tonight is supposed to be new footage, but no one gets voted off. Nothing significant happens. And, yeah, they're trying to stretch it out so that it'll last into the May sweeps.
Right. There you go. That's using noodle CBS.
But what does it matter in the world whether Survivor's a repeat or not? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute.
How is your kidney feeling? How are your stones?
I'll let you know in a second.
Hey, man, how are your stones?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
No, you're on the air.
He's a master showman. He's delaying the story.
No, no, no.
You know, I deliberately low-keyed it in the office because I knew you had a lot to tell. And I tried not to ask you all the questions when I was on the phone.
I'll give you all the details.
I'm fascinated, though, because it doesn't sound like...
I'll give you the details.
I know you want to tell it when you want to tell it, but I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the carnage you're going to hear about is going to blow your side.
You're giving it a little too much buildup.
Okay.
There was, suffice to say, lots of blood.
Ooh, lots of towels.
Lots of towels.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Hello?
I'm eager.
Hello? What are you calling for? The free show?
Yes.
Yes. Well, what's your name, please?
Michael.
Michael, what's your talent? What can you do?
Michael.
Oh, I can do a couple of things. The first choice would be to get on my head and basically lick the foreskin of my, you know what.
Get on your head and lick the foreskin of your wet thing?
I think that might qualify as a sex act.
Because I can't get the, as you say, get ahead of things, but I can...
So you can actually give yourself a BJ?
Almost.
So you have
I can touch it with my tongue.
So you are uncircumcised?
Yes.
See.
Okay, that's not bad. We've not heard that one before. What else do you have?
You can't, you know, I think if he just touches it, if it's just like a... You know, it's some sort of stamina that you can come in here and do that.
Sure, you could lick it.
Okay.
And then you could put your tongue on it.
You could touch it. You could touch it with your tongue.
Touch it with
I
your
think
tongue.
If he did any real licking right there, you're in trouble.
I wouldn't try to get that deep, but I could put my tongue on at least a foreskin in the tip of the head.
Have you tried this before? Obviously.
Yes, I was dared, yes.
I think he's in.
Okay, you're in.
I'm in?
Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on.
What a great icebreaker that'll be.
Every man's dream.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
If we were all built like that guy, none of us would be married.
It's pretty incredible.
I guarantee it. No need to have a wife around. You can do it yourself.
He's either very well endowed or he has no torso.
Hello?
Missing a rib.
He's missing a rib, right.
Baby, hi. Who's this?
This is Pat.
Pat, what do you want to do for the money or the trip?
I would get my nipple pierced.
Oh, wow.
No, we've had that before on the show, but it's been a while since we've actually had a live on-air piercing.
Yeah, it wasn't a nipple, right?
It was a labia that we had pierced on the show.
And I have never had a live on-air piercing, so, it'd be a first for both of us.
Well, do you know people that could do this and do do it the proper way?
Yes, I do.
Mike, stop your joshing. All you really need is an everyday Bic lighter.
Just like safety pin and some alcohol.
Right, just like the one that Lisa had in her pants.
Rob, how did it go with you when you did it like that? I know you just used like a safety pin.
No, I used a cordless drill.
Ah, there you go.
And we broke three bits, but
right.
We finally got through.
Well, listen, Pat, if you supply the guy who's going to do the dirty deed, then sure, you're welcome to enter the contest.
Wonderful. Thank
all right, hold on just a second, please.
Wonder if her breasts are large.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I was calling about the contest.
Yeah, what would you do?
Well, I pretty much deep throat any random item. Pool toys, sausages, bananas.
Are you like a sword swallower type guy?
No, never done that before.
What are you, a homo?
Yeah. No, just done at random parties for friends and stuff.
So you'd have to, it's your job to come up with the item that you would deep throw.
Yeah, you can't just, throw it out there and let us do all the work. You have to come up with your act.
Okay,
what would your item of choice be?
An entire kielbasa sausage?
Yeah, all right.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
All right.
Hold on, please.
You won't show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, yeah, want to try and speak to Don and Mike?
Yeah, would you pick up the phone, please?
Will do. Sorry about that, Don.
Thank you. Yeah, hi.
Here's a question to you guys.
What?
What do you think was more painful, Don passing the stone or Mike doing the show alone?
Oh, come on.
F you.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
I can take a goldfish and snort it into my nose and spit it out 23 times in a minute.
Now, this is different. That we've had a guy do this before, but never 23 times in a minute.
Yeah,
I can do it 23 times in 1 minute.
We had a guy that did it one time, and unfortunately, the goldfish did not survive.
I can't vouch for the. I don't know if the goldfish will live or not. But after 23 times, I really don't want to look at it. But that can be done in 1 minute.
So you swallow it?
No, I snort it through my
you
nose.
You snort it through your nose, and you cough it up, and you do it the whole thing again 23 times in 60 seconds.
Yeah, we'd like to see that.
That's cool.
Okay.
All right, hold on, please. Hold on. One of our booking agents will give you a time. Wow. Well, that's three good out of the four.
Fantastic. I mean, right out of the chute, I like that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I just wanted to say how much I liked Mike doing it on his own. I mean, I missed Don, but Mike did a great job.
Well, we do the best we can, okay?
Yeah, so let him know that he did a good job.
You.
That guy was just...
I'm right here. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
That guy calls all this guy calls every single
thank you,
time.
Right?
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Well, you were wonderful.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye, honey.
That's my sister calling.
Thanks for ruining my day. Hello. The kid. Hello.
You kid because you love.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike Landis here.
Hey. Mike Landis from Fox News.
I want to be in the contest.
Oh, come on now. Don't goof around.
I will publicly kiss Morris Jones.
Oh,
get
wow.
Get out of here. All right. Well, when the serious people call, let me know, Lisa.
Hey, there's nobody more serious than Mike Landis.
It's true. And that I would like to see. I would like to see Mike Landis make out with Morris Jones.
But not here. I'd like to see it on the Channel 5 News. News at 10. Mike, yes, Morris?
I don't know. All right, let me get into what happened with the
sound.
Because, I guess it was last Thursday that I had the blood in the urine.
And a lot of pain.
Yeah, and I went to the doctor, and he said, good news, you're not having kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to die, but congratulations, you have kidney stones. Mm-hmm. Most likely formed out of calcium deposits and scar tissue from the kidney surgery that I had. So I came in on Friday and did the show. Really hurt. When I pee, it really hurt. By Saturday afternoon, I mean, I don't know if anybody else out there who's had kidney stones has had this level of pain. It hurt all the time. It hurt when I peed. It hurt when I sat down. It hurt when I took a Duke. It hurt when I stood up. It hurt
all the time.
I think what did I talk to you about? Did I talk to you Saturday or Sunday? You
wouldn't Sunday.
Remember. Sunday I talked to you.
Sunday.
And you were just, you know.
Now, I want you to know that my medical problem in no way stopped my child bride from leaving town on Saturday night and going to Ocean City to have a wild St. Patrick's Day night with her girlfriends.
She had a wild party time?
Yeah, Bunny and Sarah and Cecily and her sister Robin.
Right.
They all went up to Secrets.
Little Aaron Gobralis.
Yeah, they got bombed and they had like 20-year-old guys hitting on them and everything. And meanwhile, I was just sitting at home. But thank God I have Bart around. I mean, I said to Frida, you know, 2 years from now, when Bart goes to college, you realize that when I have my next awful, awful medical situation, you're going to have to stay at home to take care of me.
So Bart was your caretaker over the weekend. Well, that's nice of him to do.
And he did a great job. We didn't hit really, really a bad spot until Sunday at about 4 o'clock when I was going out of my freaking mind. Now, keep in mind that the doctor had prescribed no pain medication.
Did you get together with your buddy Saturday night? Did you still try to do that? You didn't do that at all?
No, I blew him off.
Yeah.
Gary, my mate, you know, who wanted to, the guy from up the street, the British guy, I mean, like, my mate, even though I gay danced with him.
Even though you might like to mate with him at some time.
Yeah. No, he called and, you know, he said, hey, mate, are we going out tonight?
Right.
You know, and I was, at that point, doubled over with pain. Yeah. So he said, no, I don't play. He said, go have a good time without me. So, Sunday, about 4 o'clock, I could stand it no longer. I called the doctor on the beeper, and he calls me back, and he says, have you passed the stones yet? I said, no, I have not, but I got news for you, Doc. I'm like going out of my mind with pain. He says, well, have you been taking the ibuprofen? I said, yes, Christ, I've had a whole bottle of ibuprofen.
You were eating that on Friday, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he said, so come on down. He says, I tell you what, I'll meet you at the hospital in an hour. Come on down. So at this point, since Bart has his license, 10 days until he's able to drive, incidentally.
All right.
But he's got a license now that he can drive with a licensed driver in a car. Had him take me to the hospital, and it was at that point that I got the happy shot.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor gave me a shot, and within 15 minutes, I was feeling no pain.
You were off to La La Land.
Yes. As Elvis would say, I had my attack. And, man, it was a good attack. Because Sunday night was just a breeze.
Great.
Wasn't feeling any pain.
Right.
Just kicking back, waiting for the stone to pass.
Now, we talked to you Monday, right? When you, briefly at the beginning of the show,
mm-hmm.
after you'd had another one of your attacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you sounded like you'd had one of your
attacks. Yeah, well, I had to, on Monday,
I was like, you were going,
yeah, I mean, yeah, when I talked to you on Monday, I was effed up. I had gone back to the hospital on Monday, back to the doctor again. Right. They performed another test on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's such a pisser. They're like weather forecasters.
Pardon your French, a pisser there, right?
Yeah. You know, they can't tell you exactly when the kidney stones are going to come out. And they do this thing that's dehumanizing. First of all, the whole thing is dehumanizing. They have to pee into a strainer. And, you know, when I'm doing that, I went to the doctor on Sunday and on Monday. You take your pants off. You take your underpants off, and you lay on this on the table, on the metal table that has the paper on it.
How many people are in there when this is going on?
Three or four.
Oh, my God. So there you are hanging out for everybody to see.
So what they do is they take this goo. It looks like KY jelly, for lack of a better description.
Probably is. And for the sonogram stuff?
Yes. And they rub it on your wet thing. They run it up and down your wet thing and all around.
Vigorously?
Yeah, I was in no mood to be aroused.
That's good stuff, though. I think if you could get a hold of that, that'd probably be better than the average lubricant.
Be a good sexual aid.
I would think so. I mean, I've seen. I think they use it for any sonogram, and
same stuff you told me that they use on pregnant women.
Pregnant women, absolutely. They do it for like a scrotal sonogram.
So, what they do is they rub the stuff all up and down the wet thing, and then they come by with this little, I don't know, how does it look, like a tricorder from Star Trek.
Yeah.
And they rub it up and down against the wet thing, and
so they can get a picture of what's inside.
Yes, and you can actually look on the picture, where you can see, they say, see, now look, the stones have moved from your bladder into the urinary tract.
So the stones are pretty close to your wet thing at this point.
Yes, they're...
That's why you're probably experiencing the pain you're experiencing.
They were right
right up here. You can't see the radio worm point. It's near the base of the shaft,
right,
ready to come out. And at that point, it was the doctor's...
this is the detail I was looking for.
It was the doctor's assertion it would be in the next 12 to 24 hours.
Very good.
This was Monday afternoon, about 3 o'clock. So, got my shot. Got another shot of morphine or whatever the hell they were giving me.
Right.
Went home, called you, went to sleep. Couldn't sleep, woke up, blah, blah, blah. Tuesday morning, Frida gets up. This is, yesterday morning. She says, how are you doing? I said, well, I feel the same as I felt all week long. I mean, it's uncomfortable. She said, do you need me to stay? I said, no, I'm positive that I'll be all right. Go ahead. Because, you know, Bart has to get to school. So she drove carpool. I normally drive the kids in the morning. She leaves to drive carpool. I'm sitting there drinking my gallon of goddamn cranberry juice. If I never drink cranberry juice again, I'm going to be happy. I'm drinking it, and all of a sudden, I feel... it feels like someone has poured hot sauce directly down the hole in my thing.
Oh, my God.
So I go into the bathroom, and now this is where it gets nutty, because I go running from the kitchen into the bathroom.
You know that it's time.
Yeah, I can tell something's happening, because I got a lot of pain happening. I go into the bathroom, I get ready to pee, and I say, oh my God, I don't have my strainer. So now at this point, I have my sweatpants around my legs. I go running into the other room.
Your sweatpants around your legs?
No pants on.
Shuffling across the floor?
Yeah, shuffling like this. The dogs are going crazy because they know something's going on. So I run to the front door. I open the door. Tell him to go outside. The little dog won't go outside unless I go outside.
Oh, no.
So what I have to do is I reach down, pull my pants up, walk outside, go, come on, Max. Come on, Max. Come on. Daddy's got kidneys. Come on, Max. He finally comes outside. I slam the door. I go into the bathroom, and it's at this point that there is an explosion out of my thing. I mean, it is like... I'm standing there. My legs were actually shaking like this. My legs were shaking.
Oh, my God.
Shaking like this as I'm taking this leak. I'm trying to...
So things are totally different than they have been. You sense that immediately.
Yeah, the doctor said when it happens, you'll know it.
Kind of like catching a fish.
And anybody who has gone through this, I guess, has gone through the same thing. When it happens, you know it. So I'm standing there with the strainer. Thinking the last thing I want to do is be fishing around in my toilet.
Yeah, absolutely.
To find these stones.
Oh, my God.
So I'm standing there, and I mean, just like it would be a gob of blood, then a little pee.
Oh, my God.
Then a gob of some more blood, then some more pee. And then right as it got ready to come out, the first one, I could feel it. I could feel it, and I actually had to, at this point, I was almost out of pee, so I just had to, you know, I mean, it's easy.
Oh, my God.
It's easy to push out a number two. Try pushing something out of your number one spot, you know, especially when you're out of fluid.
Yeah. Oh, my
okay?
God.
So I'm going, and finally, one comes out.
And you, like, were totally aware of it coming out? Like, you saw it?
I saw it,
there.
And more importantly, I felt it.
Right.
I felt it as it came through the head.
Oh, God, this is starting to hurt.
And fell into the strainer. Now, at that point, thank God, I almost picked up the strainer to bring it to eye level to take a look. When I realized, oh, Jesus Christ, there's another one coming. At this point, I had turned around, so blood started coming out.
Oh, my God!
So now there's drips of blood on the floor.
Oh, dear.
Because I had turned away from the toilet. So immediately go back to the toilet. Catch the second one. Catch it. Got it. I'm just standing there. And meanwhile, here's I am screaming my effing head off while this is going on. And the dogs can hear me outside. The dogs are going crazy because they know something's happening.
There's a man dying in the bathroom.
They know something's going on. I could actually hear Colonel Klink, the German Shepherd, jumping up against the front door, trying to open the front door.
Oh, wow.
Savior.
Right. So I'm standing there for a second and pushing a little more. Push. And there was a third one.
All right.
Oh,
and again, blood, and it comes out. So I stood there for a second.
you know, waiting to see if there could be a fourth, because the doctor had told me that it's possible to pass as many as 10 at once.
Oh, God.
But they thought that I only
but
had...
they only said 3 or 4, right?
3 or 4. So I'm standing there, you know, afraid to do anything because 3 have come, and what happens if the fourth one comes?
Right.
So I stood there for maybe 5 minutes. Nothing else is happening. At that point, I'm standing there holding this strainer.
You got to be a little exhausted, I would think.
Yeah, I'm holding this strainer with these things, and I go over to the kitchen sink, and I turn on the water, and I... you know, I run the water through the strainer, and there they are, about the size of a baby's tooth.
Right.
About that big. And one of them, sharp edges like a diamond.
Yay!
I'm thinking, this thing came through my wet thing.
Oh, my
like this.
God.
So now I go to the, I go over to the island in the kitchen there, where we're free to keep all the pots and pans. And now, as a madman, I can't remember where the baggies are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm opening every drawer, and I'm like, where are the effing baggies? Where are the effing, find the baggies.
Baggies?
Well, I gotta have a way to transport
these. I know.
To the doctor.
Baggies.
So I get the baggies out. Meanwhile, I realize that I have left a trail of blood from the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Into the hardwood floor in the kitchen.
What's for dinner?
Because I still haven't pulled my pants up.
Because you're probably in a little bit of shock, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, I take one of the towels from the bathroom, one of the hand towels that no one's ever allowed to use.
One of the dainty decorative hand towels
yes,
for you.
And what I do is I wrap my thing in it, I pull my pants back up, I get the dogs inside, I got the stones in the bag.
You're very conscientious of the dogs during all this. This is good.
Well, I don't want them to run away.
Right.
And I get in the car, and immediately... thank God I have OnStar in my car,
because
I got in the car and I realized I don't have my car phone. So I press on the OnStar thing
right
as I'm driving down the road. And she said, good morning, Mr. Soros. How may I help you? He said, I'm on my way to the hospital. I'm on my way to the hospital. Call the hospital. Tell them I'm on my way. I passed the stones. Thank God. The woman went on there. What hospital? Reston General. I'm on my way now. Tell the doctor. I'm on my way. I mean, I was really...
right.
Screaming.
A little frantic because they tell you to get right over there after you do that.
As soon as it happens. So... keep in mind, while all of this is happening, Frida's still not back from carpool. I could only imagine what she thought when she arrived home.
Thought that somebody, maybe it's like a scene out of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, like a murder.
Somebody's like been shooting Reservoir Dogs in your kitchen.
Because all the drawers in the kitchen are open, right? There's blood splattered.
On the dishwasher, you've written Helter Skelter.
There's blood going from the bathroom over to the sink. Right by the door.
Right.
I don't know if she noticed that her fancy towel that we're not allowed to use has been moved or not.
But there's a pentagram on the door. OJ's gloves on the floor.
Yeah, I can only imagine. She comes home, she'd know what to figure out. So I got to the hospital, and, you know, I come walking through the emergency room door, which is a mistake. I should have gone directly to the doctor's office, because
right.
The doctor's office is located in the building that is adjacent to the emergency room. So I go into the emergency room, you know, like this, holding the bag in front of me.
With these, like, bloody teeth.
Well, no, they at this point, they've been washed off.
Well, are they, like, stone-like at that point?
Yes.
Okay.
I walk in the emergency room, hi. I tell my, hi, I'm here. My kidney stones came out. She said, great, what's your doctor's name? So I tell her, and meanwhile, I'm standing up like a homeless person.
Hi.
Yeah. And as
holding your bag.
I was holding them up in the air. Hi.
Hi.
I'm here because I'm passed these on. She says, I'm sorry, but your doctor is not on duty here in the emergency room. I said, no, they told me to come here. I got my stones. She says, hold on just a moment. Again, she's going to the telephone. Meanwhile, they're like,
she was calling for a psych consult.
There are people who are coming in because, I don't know, the kids have a runny nose or something, and I'm monopolizing all of the time with the person at the reception desk.
Now, right.
There's a line of people behind me, and I'm standing there. I got blood on my sweatpants, and sure. I'm just holding this bag, clutching it to my side.
Right.
And it wasn't a little baggie. It was one of those, like, big jobber baggies.
One of the quart-sized Ziplocs.
One of those that you put, like, chicken breasts in if you got to freeze them.
Sure.
So I'm just standing there like a mental patient holding this thing, and my hair's going up eight million different ways, and I still have blood on my hands.
Yee.
You know, and finally she says, hi. And I say, hi. She says, you have to go next door. You have to go to his office. Do you? She's being nice to me. She says, I'm real slow, like I'm a retard. Do you know where his office is? Say, yeah, I've been there 100 times over the last week.
Of course I do, you bitch.
Right, yes, I know. She says, okay, well, you could either walk through the hospital this way or go outside. I said, goodbye. Goodbye. So now I'm running outside again, and for whatever reason, I'm carrying the stones very high over my head.
I'm surprised they didn't, give you like a little wheelchair ride over there or something like that.
No, she said it would be an real easy walk if I just took the little walkway in between the hospital and where the doctor's office is, but I went outside.
Sure, you know, and your bleeding wet things simply walk across the hall.
The whole time, you know, holding this up in the air, why I don't know.
Well, you're probably like, you're protecting them. You know, you're keeping them elevated so as nothing happens to them, so they don't fall out of your hand and get contaminated.
How is your pain all through this? I mean, are you just so heady and crazy that you're not even feeling it? Or
it's not as bad. It's not as bad as it's been. I mean, it hurts, but nowhere near as bad, right?
I'm surprised they made you walk.
So I get to the lobby of the next building, and there's some old rent-a-cop sitting down there. Can I help you?
Yeah.
I said, yep, third floor. You have to sign in. I said, no time to sign in. Kidney stones. And I walk past, and the old guy says, you got to sign in. And at that point, he was still telling me to sign in as the elevator doors were closing behind me.
Right.
The guy was, this old grandpa was just standing there saying, you got to sign in.
I got to sign in. I don't care if your wet thing's bleeding.
I'll sign in on my way out. Goodbye. So now, we go up to the floor. I find the suite where this doctor is. He's one of these guys that, like, he's partners with 8 other doctors, a million names on the door.
They all are nowadays.
So, you know, I've been there a million times, but I don't remember which goddamn office it is because I'm out of my mind. So I'm walking up and down the hall. Finally, I see the thing. I walk in, and there has to be roughly 20 people waiting in this guy's outer office. And he's got a beautiful outer office where he's got gigantic aquariums that go from one side of the wall to the other. And
wow.
Big flat screen TV.
A lot of money in urology.
Yeah, they're people are having coffee and they've got a nice spread of donuts and bagels and stuff. Lots of moms with their little kids in there.
Wow.
And meanwhile, here I come, you know. Right. Hi. I just go right to the front desk and I go, hi, I called, and I just put the bag on the front desk and I go, there's the stones. And the girl behind the desk looks at me and says,
in horror,
can I help you? Right. And I said, hi. I told her, grandma, I passed the stones. The guy said to come in. I'm here. I'm here. I'm ready. I passed the stones. I said, I've got some blood. And she said, I can see that because at that point, my hands had blood.
You look like you just come from a butcher's shop.
Right, like I just killed my wife or something. Like, as you may have said, OJ.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I've actually wiped my hands on my T-shirt a couple
right.
of times. So I have like, this streaming blood. And she says, well, you're just going to have to wait just a moment. I said, I really can't wait. I'm terribly uncomfortable. As you can see, I've got some blood here. Isn't there a room you can just put me in? Just a moment, please.
Just a moment. You know, God love them, they're all the same, but nothing breaks the routine.
Right.
Nothing breaks the routine.
Hold on a moment, please. You got to call somebody. And she says, yes, go back to room 5, please, and someone will be with you.
Very good.
I go, great. I go to the door. Well, Nurse Betty has to buzz me in, but Nurse Betty is busy now on the telephone with other people.
Of course she is.
So I'm standing at the door, clutching my bag and with my bloody pants on, and I'm looking at it, and I'm just going like this on the door. I'm going, because the door's not opening. If I say, hey, excuse me, hello, and I actually said, Nurse Betty. Hey, Nurse Betty, door, please. The Nurse Betty thing was totally over her head.
Right.
She buzzed me in. You know, nobody told me where room 5 was.
That's very helpful.
So I'm walking up and down the hallway. The doors have numbers on them, but they don't go in sequence.
Right.
It was like room number 1 on the left-hand side, followed by room number 6. On the other side was room number 3 and room number 4.
Mr. Geronimo in the twilight.
Yeah. So I don't know where room number 5 is. Thank God at this moment.
Is there a girl watching TV in one of the rooms without a mouth?
No. My doctor came just from around the corner, and he said, hey, how you doing? And, I mean,
I said, how am I doing? look at me. Here they are. He says, you're supposed to be in room 5. I said, yes, look. Room 1, room 6, room 3, room 4. He said, no, room 5 right down there. Go down. Give me the stones. Go down there.
Boy, he came around the house, knocked him out.
He says, go to 5. Take all your clothes off.
All your clothes off?
All your clothes off.
All right.
And have a seat.
I'll be in with the jelly in a second.
I'll be right there. So, now I'm laying down on the table, and they come in and they actually sponge me off.
Good.
Okay? Again, more dehumanizing behavior.
Did Nurse Betty sponge you off?
No, it was a male nurse.
Yeah.
He did the sponge and water, and I had a little blood around the edges of my face where I touched myself.
God,
and
you must have
shot it all over the place. Well, I did.
And then left immediately. You followed the doctor's instructions.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. And it was at that point that I said, oh, my God, I got to call my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I got to call my wife. And he says, okay, settle down. They put me in a hospital gown that has no back on it. They lead me to a telephone. I call Frida. And shocker, she was not at home yet. So I got her on her cell phone. She says, where are you? I said, where am I? I passed them. I'm here. I'm here right now. I said, there's a mess when you get home, though. She said, okay, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. She says, do you need me? I said, no. Listen, I'm fine. I'm here now. I passed them. Everything is great. So they clean me up real good.
They give you the sponge bath.
And then they rub the jelly on me again, and they right. do the ultrasound. And, the doctor comes in, and they have their little conference. It's congratulations. We believe you passed all 3 of them.
Very good.
Now, what we're going to do is give you a shot, because you're going to be very tender for the next few days in that area. And as a matter of fact, in your whole groin area, we're going to give you a shot now. Do you have anybody to give you a ride home? And I said, sure.
But you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No. Because you just wanted the shot.
Because I figured I'm 10 minutes from my house.
Right.
Big deal.
What can happen?
Right. He said, okay. So he gives me the shot and says, okay, well, call me when you wake up. Because when you get home, within about 45 minutes, you're going to be dead asleep. Call me when you wake up and let me know if you have any discomfort. So at that point, I get in the car. It was fine. I was fine till I got about to my driveway. And then, wow.
Right?
I mean, it was really tough to negotiate the driveway.
Hello, Don's in his driveway.
And by this point, Frida's home. She's cleaned up everything. I walked through the door. She goes, why didn't you park the car in the garage? I said, because I just left it in the driveway. I just left the door open, got out of the car, and came in. I was just
staggered up. She
said, why didn't you put the car in the garage? I said, because I can't.
I'm ready for dreamland.
Because I can't. She said, how do you feel? I said, well, they gave me a shot, and they told me I'd feel something. I said, I feel a little bit of something. I don't know. I'm going to go upstairs and lay down for a second.
Right.
She said, okay. This is about 9 o'clock. Well, I woke up at 2 o'clock. I mean, I was out, man.
Hello.
Absolutely out.
When they gave you the shot, they gave it to you in the arm or in the...
Right in the groin.
In the groin.
Right in the groin area.
Wow.
So, you got my shot.
I mean, that has to hurt right there.
Yeah, but I've had
shots in the groin.
But, like, over the last week...
Right. You know, compared, I guess, to the pain you've been through.
Yeah, and consider this. When I've had... Last week, they gave me shots in my thing.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, getting a little shot right in the groin area, and he said, that's the speediest way to get the medicine right to...
Where it counts.
Where you need it the most.
Right.
So, fine, go ahead, shoot me up. So, I woke up about 2 o'clock, and I mean, I was out of it. Yesterday, I woke up, I mean, you want to talk about having dry mouth, cotton mouth, and I smelled awful.
Because they put stuff on you or anything?
Well, you know, I had that, like...
iodine kind of stuff?
That coating, that yellow kind of coating, but it wasn't right. That. It was...
Pam.
I had sweated a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously I was very stressed out.
And you fell into a very deep drug-induced sleep.
Absolutely. And woke up and was like... Oh, God. Could I have a glass of water? God, I feel awful. So I went in, brushed my teeth, cleaned myself up a little bit, came downstairs, told Frida the good news, called the doctor. Doctor says, great, come see me tomorrow. You're going to be fine now. Let me know if you have any pain when you urinate.
Right.
You know, this should be the last of it. And by the time I spoke to you last night.
Yeah, about 6 o'clock or so.
I was feeling better.
You sounded like you were a little euphoric, that you were,
yeah.
You know, you were past the tough part. And then, you know, I said, I thought when I got off the phone with you that, you know, you'd go through that. You'd be a little euphoric last night because, I mean, you were over that acute pain, but then kind of have the residual soreness today.
Yeah, and I woke up today and I was kind of sore. So I called the doctor. And the bastard, he says, come on in. I said, okay. So I go by the office on the way to work, and what's the son of a bitch want to do?
Hmm.
He wants to put the tube up my thing again.
Wants to take another peek?
And I said, no. And he said, that's really the only way we can be sure that there are no more. And I said, no, because that would mean getting another epidural.
Yeah, right.
That would mean more of this crap. I said, listen, you did the test yesterday. We saw on the sonogram that there were three of them.
Right.
You did the sonogram yesterday. There doesn't look like there's anything else left. I got no more blood when I pee. No. I said, no, I don't want that procedure. And he said, well, sooner or later, we're going to have to do it again. You can put it off for a few days if you like. But we're going to have to do it again just to make sure.
Just do one last peek?
Yeah, just do another look in there.
Oh.
So I'm avoiding that.
I don't blame you.
And, you know, I was telling Mike upstairs, you know, please don't cry for me, Argentina. I don't feel great, but I'm definitely sick of just sitting around at home and feeling like crap. I mean, I'd rather feel like crap and come in here and feel like crap than stay at home and feel like crap.
I think when you go through any kind of health problem, no matter what it is, I think that's probably the for anybody that's used to being healthy, that's the driving force. You're just tired of not being functional. Mm-hmm. You're tired of not being able to do your normal things and do your normal routine. That's, you know, during my illnesses, I'm not sure about Buzz, but I mean, you know, that's one of the things. Whenever you get sidetracked, you just want to get back to the normal routine.
So the doctor said that the pain was equivalent. He said the pain that I felt yesterday was equivalent to a mother giving birth
right.
with absolutely no drugs, mm-hmm. like a natural childbirth, except he said, congratulations, you had triplets yesterday.
Wow.
And push those babies right out.
Well, it's nice to you know, see you bouncing around again, and you know, not as much as you had been before, but I know you're going to get back to normal.
Yeah, I know. I feel much better.
It was fun talking to you last night because I mean, I you know, we were all sitting here witnessing that, and you know, you hear about the horror stories, and watching somebody go through that is not a lot of fun. Not a lot of fun at all.
No, so I have great empathy now. I found I have empathy for Christopher Reeve from when I had the epidural. I
right.
My leg. Now I have great empathy for anybody with a kidney stone.
Sure.
And frankly, if I ever have another kidney stone, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, God.
Because I am not going to go through that again.
You know, you hear about people that experience chronic pain, the pain in any area of their body, and you hear about, you know, pain that actually makes people seriously want to go out and off themselves. Yeah. And yeah, I guess that can make you understand it a little
bit. Try it when the pain is in your...
Yeah.
I wish I could say the word. In your penis. There's another word I'd like to use, the nickname for Richard Nixon. You know, when the pain is there.
Sure.
When the pain is in Dick Nixon. Wow.
I'm sorry I'm causing you so much pain.
That's a bitch.
You won't have this pain to kick around anymore.
That's a bitch.
Well, welcome back to the world of a living.
Welcome back.
God damn. Thank God. And at least it didn't happen next week, because you know we're on vacation next
right.
week.
Nothing pisses us off more than being sick on vacation.
And I can't imagine. The doctor said if this had happened while I was on a cruise ship,
right.
most likely they would have had to stop in the next port.
And you'd have, like, Dr. Bombay, who would be,
yeah.
you know,
there seems to be bleeding.
Right.
I'm going to use this piece of bamboo.
Right.
And this might, you might experience some minor discomfort.
But anyway, that's it. That's the story.
It's over.
It's bloody, it's painful, but it's over. And hopefully, when we get back from vacation, I'll have one of the kidney stones.
Yes, a souvenir, and you know, we really ought to do something special.
You just
don't send that out in an envelope. Somebody's going to have to earn that.
Yeah, you're going to have to work for that.
Mm-hmm. The best essay as to why you'd like Don's stone.
And all three stones are virtually the same size.
Really?
So I said to the doctor.
What color are they?
Once
you get them all washed up.
They were kind of a, almost a caramel color.
Really?
Yes. Mm.
How do they taste?
Surprisingly, a little nutmeggy.
There you go.
Of course, I only had them in my mouth for, to drive over to the hospital.
Yeah, you couldn't chew them. You could only suck on them.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, you. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Is this Don?
Yeah.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
I'm concerned about you. I'm so happy you're doing well, but I just wanted to let you know that I had heard that diet drinks can cause the kidney stones, and I didn't know if you were aware of that or not.
Hmm. You know, I've heard from people. Let me just tell you the list. Well-meaning people who consider themselves to be my friends have called me and said, it's because of diet drinks. It's because you don't drink enough water. Because
that's probably the case.
Because you don't exercise enough. Well, let me tell you something, honey. Okay?
Thank you for calling me, honey.
You know,
honey.
You can tell by this woman. She doesn't want to help.
Let me tell everybody that I
bust balls.
I drink a couple of sodas a day. That's not why I got kidney stones.
Okay.
I drink 4 liters of water a day.
Wow.
Every day. Okay?
Wonderful.
I exercise. I work out. I do my kickboxing. And I made a big deal about it.
Right.
I lost 32 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, you got to be able to tell I am thinner than I was. Okay. I had the kidney stones because I only have one kidney, and I had surgery on the one that doesn't work about 4 months ago.
There. Now he's back.
That's why I got the kidneys.
There's our first phone call. Our first real phone call.
That's why I got the stones, because it's scar tissue, baby.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Goodbye, honey.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, darling.
Goodbye, my love.
Rob?
Oh!
Thank you.
Hello. Not in my show. I mean, if I knocked off everything that everybody's ever... I even had a guy email me, a friend of mine, email and say... I heard it could have something to do with cigar smoking.
Okay. Wow.
How? I don't know.
Well, you know, they can make it sound like it's anything. You know what I mean?
All I know is that I've heard it all. I've heard...
Well, what did your doctor say?
Coffee. The doctor said it's scar tissue.
Mm-hmm. So, doctors really, it's funny. You get all the people that say different things to doctors. So they don't care. You know, they really don't. Doctors aren't going to tell you to cut out anything.
You don't think I asked my doctor, why did this happen? He said, because you have scar tissue.
Right.
Scar tissue formed with some calcium to make these kidney stones.
Right.
That's why.
I heard kidney stones were caused by idiot callers.
Don and Mike show.
I bet Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon, wouldn't have known what to do about it.
Well, Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon, sir, the penis would have been gone. It would have been removed.
Cut it clean off. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Robbie. I'm calling about the guy with the goldfish that called you.
Yeah, what about it?
He's a liar.
Why?
He is not the best at doing that. I've done 27 in a minute, and I've beaten him in bars and fraternity parties and other parties. I have beaten him. He is not the best at it. I can do 27. I've done it. I've proven. We've gone head-to-head. He is not the best at that.
Yo, you're talking about the freak show tomorrow?
Yes.
That you can actually, through your nose, ingest and out your throat a goldfish 27 times in a minute?
I've done it 27 times. We went head-to-head four times. Four times head-to-head.
Stop yelling.
Hey, hold on, please.
Jesus. I think we should go with a guy, just because this guy's yelling, go with a guy that does it 26 times.
If you want to come down and have a competition...
He should only do it 23.
If you want to come down at the same time as that guy and have a competition...
But don't yell when you come down here.
That's fine.
I'm sorry for yelling.
All right. Then hold on. We'll schedule you for tomorrow.
Well, I can't go all the way to Fairfax, Virginia.
Well, then why are you calling?
Because I just want you to know, he's a fraud. He's not the best.
Listen, no. He's not a fraud because he's coming down to do it.
You're a fraud because you're not coming down to do it.
That is a 14-hour trip.
Where are you calling from?
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Lafayette. Well, then how can you say you've beaten him?
I have beaten him.
How do you
even... We have gone head-to-head.
How do you know? How do you know who it is?
Because I've beaten him, and we've gone 23 times. And when I called earlier, he asked me who it was, and I said, by the name of Frank, and
hold on.
He said, well, yeah.
What's the guy's name?
His name is Frank.
Is that his name, Lisa?
Yeah, he asked me if the guy was from Louisiana or something, and I said, why? And he explained. I said, what was the guy's name? And he said, Frank. I looked down, that was the name. So, and I said to Frank when I talked to him, I said, well, you know, we're in D.C. And he said, yeah. I said, you're going to come all the way up here? And he goes, for a trip to WrestleMania? Well, sure.
So you mean the other guy is from Louisiana? The other guy who said he could do 23?
He was calling me from Baton Rouge.
From Baton Rouge.
Well, the other guy's
going to come up here by tomorrow?
He's leaving this evening. He said it was a 12-hour drive from where he is. He's leaving this evening. I told him to call when he gets in the area for directions.
Wow. All right, well, he's a better man than you because he's a better man than you because he's coming up here.
Listen, Swamp Thing.
I'm 27. How can he be a better man?
Swamp Thing, he's a better man because he's making the drive up. He's coming up from Louisiana.
I'll be a better man if I fly up, won't I?
Yep.
Yes, you would.
Yes, you would.
Okay, I want to fly up and do it then. I want to go head to head with him on the Don and Mike
You're
show.
Telling
I
us...
can beat him. I've beaten him before. I will beat him again.
Okay.
You're telling us you want to fly up here. Are you going to?
Yes, I will fly up. A plane ticket can't be no more than what? Enough money that I would spend in gas if I drove up.
And in a small market
time.
Like Baton Rouge, small airport, probably about $800. Round trip.
That's a lot of goldfish.
Well, hey, listen, you make up your mind. Hold
I'm
on
just
a
guessing,
second.
But I figure you're probably right. Somewhere in that ballpark.
Well, you know, they always rave you when you call the day before you want to fly.
When you call the day before, and if you're not in a major area. Like, if you have to take a little commuter plane, you'd probably be...
But just take a Greyhound.
Yeah.
Go Greyhound.
Take a bus.
Go Greyhound.
I won't get there in time, will I?
Pardon me?
I'll call the Greyhound, but I don't think I'll get there in time.
Where's the nearest train station?
Right here in Baton Rouge.
Right, sure. You'll be dropped off at the train station downtown in D.C. And if you make it out of there alive, well, that's worth a prize on its own.
That's worth eating a bunch of goldfish.
No, we snort them. We don't eat them.
All right. Well, listen, hold on a second. We'll give you the information if you want to come down and defend your honor, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on, please.
Very excitable.
Who knew the other guy was from Louisiana, too, though?
Must be some sort of real competition in Louisiana.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's right, Chef. Hey. Put that goldfish in the nose.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, if you were the J.O., you could have shot the dog at the back door.
Yeah. The doctor. I got to go see the doctor again on Friday when I got to get my sexual orders.
Your sexual orders?
My sexual orders.
You mean like what you can and cannot do?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can't J.O.?
He said not to.
J.O.
Really?
He said not to.
How are you handling that?
For a couple of days.
But do you feel, I guess you're in pain, you don't feel
Yeah,
it.
No. Yeah, my Dick Nixon hurts right now.
Right.
So
right.
I'm,
don't worry, we're all taking care. We're all picking up that slack for you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can you know, tell that guy from Louisiana to ride his lawnmower up there?
Pardon me, what? What
did he say?
Tell that guy that doesn't want to make it up there from Louisiana, tell him to ride his lawnmower.
Right, like Bobby Boucher.
Yeah.
That's a Big Daddy joke, eh?
Thank you. No, Waterboy, Mike.
Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Sorry, I don't know the Adam Sandler movies like you.
This is where Adam Sandler drove his lawnmower everywhere.
Because he loves his mama.
He loves his... That's the best part of that movie.
Very good.
When they put it up on the Jumbotron,
he loves his mama.
Okay. Call 100. Here we go. With the secret sound. You didn't have a winner the other day.
I got so frustrated that Rob kept your secret like nobody kept your secret. And I implored him while you were gone to reveal that to me.
Nah, that's the German in him coming out.
Yeah, absolutely.
That he won't let you know the secret.
He would not reveal. Under mass torture. A couple of times I tried to pull his fingernails out.
877-365-3636. Be call 100 now. You get a shot at the money.
Number one, Arbitron Link. The Don and Mike Show.
Is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
Hi, this is pro wrestler Mankind.
Jack Diamond
is a
horse's ass.
Thank you.
They can turn a bucket of crap into a bucket of cream. The Don and Mike Show.
And that reminds me, play that tape about Harvey. I almost wish that we weren't on vacation next week.
Yeah?
Didn't you read in the...
All about him subbing?
Yeah, in Douchebag's radio column yesterday.
He's going to be going on the afternoon show on their AM station.
Yes. Jack Diamond is going to be doing the afternoon show on WMAL.
Wow. Right.
Here in D.C. next Monday and Tuesday. And... it's when we're not going to be here.
I know. We'd have lots of fun with that.
But we hope everybody listens and calls him up.
Right.
Tells him what a great job he's doing.
Ask him why anyone would be listening to him when there's a better show.
Tell him his...
In the afternoon.
Tell him his ex-wife, Pam, is a big fan of the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm.
his ex-wife who he walked out on.
Yeah, make it pleasant for him.
Right. But, you know, sucker him into it.
We'll be with you in spirit.
You know, sucker him in. Go, hey, Jack, you're really doing a great job. You really fit in on MAL.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
It's a much more adult forum for your show. And,
oh, great, yeah.
And I love the fact you don't have to play any records.
Yeah, it's good to be here. It's good to be fantastic.
You know, your ex-wife, Pam, who you just dumped because you knocked up the girl in your band,
yeah,
she likes the Don and Mike show.
Okay, there's no place for that. There's really no place for that.
And they call.
And then, you know, then he goes to the commercial and goes, effers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Are you sure it's not the Hartnett and Weaver show? Wambulance. Somebody call the Wambulance. You've been complaining since you got on the air, Don.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
You know, these are the guys that just sit back and wait.
Yeah, how have I been complaining? I said I feel great.
I'm simply, feel great now.
I'm simply sharing my experience with you. Hey, if you don't like it, douchebag, turn the radio off.
No answer? No answer to that?
No answer to that.
No answer to that, because, I mean, you have your ball-busting line already. You have your ball-busting line already, and then when somebody actually tries to engage you in a dialogue, you don't have the mental capacity for that.
Hey, the show is about what happens to us. That's what happened to me.
Hartnett and Weaver, that's what happened to them.
Hartnett and Weaver? Well, I don't understand.
Whatever the hell his name is. I don't remember.
You don't remember, yeah. Well, you don't finish a lot of details, do you?
And explain to me why that's a funny joke that you said Hartnett and Weaver. Explain it to me.
Don't have an answer for you, he Don.
Can't. So he can't even explain the joke that he
I
had.
I only thought this through for one sentence.
Uh-huh. Well, isn't that kind of the way you live your life?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, you were...
Okay, but I heard about that high school your wife went to.
Oh, here we go now.
Another setup.
Well, okay. What high school is that?
Well... They didn't talk about the name of the high school. They just told me about, you know, what was going on there.
Well,
what was going on there?
I love these pauses. What do you do? Do you process it? Do you think it through? Is that where you...
And then he hangs up.
Right.
And he hangs up. Well, no, not today, my friend.
Good. Go get him. Go get him.
This feature cannot be activated because the number is outside the serving area.
Damn.
Welcome back.
Damn.
You know, we get all of those. The haters.
I think I was going to be a caller 100. Hey, listen, God love. Like I said before, I don't give a rat's ass. You like me, you hate me. You're listening to our show.
Amen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you guys got a caller 100?
Yeah, we did. But now it's you.
Oh, great. Thanks.
My friend, you've won it. Look what it says here on this card. You've won a... fancy car wash.
Oh, fancy car wash. Oh, hey, I'd like one of those.
You want a car wash valued at up to $60 from Mobile Auto Detailing. Call them to schedule an appointment or visit their website at www.waxmycar.com for more details.
You know why it's valued up to $60?
Why that?
Because it's fancy.
Fancy. That's what it says, fancy car wash.
Fancy. And if you get your car washed by them, you'd be a fancy lad.
And now you're going to play for $500 with the secret sound. Have you heard it before?
Yes, I have.
I will play it for you now, give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please give us a guess, even if you don't know. It's not a briefcase closing. We'll tell you that.
I don't know what it is.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
John Sebastian.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Oh, he's not the dude that died, right? No, no. The old guy from the Mamas and the Papas that died.
John Phillips.
Right. John Phillips, right. Hey, and, if you somehow crack the code and get this $500, courtesy Main Street Title.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Mr. Cotter.
Yeah.
Mr. Cotter.
Yeah.
Hey, for $500, what is that sound?
A seatbelt being buckled.
A seatbelt being...
No.
No.
Of course it's not.
No, it's not. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
And don't forget that every gas is
a clue for you.
For you.
Clue
for you.
Still don't know what it is.
I know that you think it's that because it's a clicking sound.
It's a big clicking sound.
But a lot of things can be a clicking sound.
Yeah. Oh, don't I know that?
So listen. Oh, listen. Here's the... I got to tell you something. You know, we're going on vacation, as you mentioned, next week. And I got a bit of news yesterday that really makes me want to cancel the vacation.
Right.
I mean, even more so than the fact that the doctor has said to me, when I get back from vacation, you know, I'm not whining, I'm just telling you.
Right.
When we get back from vacation, I'm going to have to go back in and have other stuff done.
Right.
That's fine. But that's not what it was. Imagine my horror last night when the phone rang, and it was Ron Stevens.
Hey.
Now, it was The second day in a row that Roz had called me.
That's very nice, very thoughtful of her.
And the first day was a wonderful call where she just called to say, you know, how you feeling,
right?
She was calling on behalf of Ken Stevens, the de facto general manager.
Ken could not take the time to call himself, I guess.
Right, so she called and said, how you doing? I said, you know, I'm close to passing the stone. And anyway, last night, phone rings. Hi, it's Roz. I said, hi, Roz. She said, listen, how you doing? I gave her the whole story. I said, well, I have great news. She said, I had discussed this with Frida. I said, really, discussed what? She said, well, you know, when you guys are on the cruise, as it turns out, one of the ports you're stopping at is going to be where Ken and I are going to be vacationing at.
Hey, lucky you.
And your boat will be in this port from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Sounds like lunch.
Sounds like more than lunch.
Like the day?
Sounds like the day.
Oh, wow.
The day with the Stevens.
Wow.
Yeah. That's good news.
That's pretty heavy duty.
That puts you in the mood to have a great vacation.
Sure. But I thought you told her to avoid that.
I did.
She didn't heed your wishes.
She did not listen to me. No, she didn't. So they've got it set up. I mean, she called again last night when Frida was at home, and they got it all worked out. And I don't know. I can only imagine my horror.
I can only imagine you in the fetal position staying on the ship.
When the boat pulls into the dock at wherever tropical island it is that Ken hibernates at once a year.
Right.
You know, when the boat pulls to the dock and there's Ken and Roz Stevens.
Funny how he hasn't made any of these arrangements himself, you know.
Waiting at the end of the gangplank for us. Jesus Christ.
Boy, oh boy. Things have changed.
All day with Ken and Roz.
There used to be a day when we'd pester him on his vacations, and now you're technically vacationing with our boss now.
Yes.
You're technically on a vacation
yes.
with him.
Yes.
You're going to be, you know, it's not just a lunch, it's a day of excursioning.
Yes, it is.
Enjoy.
And I believe the port is Santa Skintagia.
where Ken has his place. Isn't it a leper colony? Isn't it like the leper colony in Papillon?
You know, in many ways.
You know, it's the guy, you'll come to Ken's hut in his little tent and he'll have a cigar. His hand will all be bandaged. You know that scene? I remember that movie, Ben.
I didn't even know there was a port in Transylvania.
Absolutely.
You know, Ken in a lot of ways is like Jay Leno. And actually, Ken only takes one vacation a year.
Right. He loves it. He cherishes that. They go to that same place,
They go to the same place every year. Mm-hmm. And somehow, you know, the cunning network was working because my wife was on the phone with his wife, and the next thing you know, our day-long excursion has turned into a day with the Stevens.
Well, it'll be a break from a vacation. It'll be a day back at work.
That's right.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Ask him
how our deal's coming that he hasn't gotten back to us.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, be curious about that.
I will.
Okay.
I'll ask him in the tropical setting. Big straw hat on.
Sure.
Casual Ken.
See, I don't trust all this. I think Ken might be behind all this. I think he might be behind all this just because there's a lot of business on the table right now that's been going on for now a couple of months. And I think that might be, you know, it's like he's trying to do anything that he can put in the way. And like, you know, doing this, all this stuff together, he might be orchestrating this entire thing.
You think
just to avoid dealing with a very serious business issue.
Do you think there's a chance down at the dock that he'll like be wearing a suit and tie?
I think there's a chance he will be dressed like some of those Bermuda Islanders with the shorts, the knee socks, and the tie,
hard
shoes, and of course a dark suit jacket
and a pith helmet
absolutely,
because I've never seen him.
And
he'll
probably greet you in a military jeep.
I've never seen him wear anything. Maybe have like his camis on or something. I've never seen him in anything except his work clothes.
Right.
Didn't he come to a Redskin game one time wearing a sweatshirt and shorts?
No, I've never seen Ken in shorts.
I thought he
came
to a preseason game wearing shorts.
No, I've never seen him in shorts. Boy, that'd be a great thing.
Well, you'll probably see him in, I mean, if you're spending the day, it'll be lunch, beach.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you'll 5 o'clock, you'll be checking your watch.
I can picture it now. The nice sunny beach. Mm-hmm. I say, Ken, let's go in the water.
Right.
Talk a little business. About 10 minutes later, come back. Oh, my God! Ken has drowned!
He's been eaten.
Ken has drowned!
He's not coming back.
Ken has drowned. His body just...
You take the body back on the cruise ship.
No, his body just come floating up on the beach.
You know, if you buy the farm on a cruise ship, they put you... in the cruise ship. They give you the option. They give you the option to actually, because I was on a cruise ship one time, and I actually knew a guy. I was talking with a guy coming out of the harbor in Miami, and like four days later, I see his wife just crying, sitting by. This is a true story. And the guy had actually, on one of the shore excursions, had suffered a massive coronary and passed away.
And
he was on board. She informed us. He was on board that they'd actually put him on ice and they were taking him back to Miami.
Oh, Christ.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't stop her from having a good time, right?
Well, she sure didn't look like she was having a good time. I think she had the option of getting off and she didn't want to deal with anybody. I don't know what it was. It was weird.
Wow.
She was elderly, Rob.
Doesn't mean my she's still a woman.
That's right. Well, I comforted her.
She's still a woman.
I did.
Hey, listen, the lines are open again for the freak show, the What Would You Do show tomorrow. Well, we're going to give you the choice. The first place to get the choice. Oh, wait, what are you simulating? What you did with a lady?
Yeah, absolutely. To comfort.
I got you.
Just one? No.
Oh, you gave him the fist.
Yes. It was all better then.
If you have a talent.
Why do you make me do these
things? If you have a talent, call us. Because tomorrow we're giving away either $1,000 or a trip to Houston. What is that you're simulating now?
That's stuff they used for your sonogram.
Oh, that you would actually jelly up?
Yeah, right up till about there.
Before you rammed it into the widow.
My God.
Isn't that the cruise when you lost your ring?
And you'll watch. Yeah.
God.
Oh, I'm going to hell.
So listen, if you have a talent, call us, because tomorrow we're having the freak show, okay? For either $1,000 or a free trip to Houston for WWF WrestleMania.
Got it. Okay, enough. Oh, dear.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I'll eat one of his kidney stones.
Hey, good idea.
That is noble, but no thank you. I don't have them yet. Thank you, though.
Oh, well, okay. Right. Well, what else could I do for you then?
You can go eat one.
Oh, I can eat one, too.
Hey, listen, the choice is up to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
My thick-headed friend.
How about if we postpone it until you receive the kidney stones, and then I'll eat it?
Well, what else would you like to eat?
How about a Big Mac?
Oh, come on. Please, Jesus. Will no one take this contest seriously? Please, people. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Laughing at his own humor.
Hello.
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 Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, great, thanks.
Hey, you guys were just talking about the cruise ship where the guy passed away.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's years and years ago. I was on a cruise with my ex-wife, and that happened. Should have been an omen.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the Navy, and I was on a submarine. We had a young guy have a heart attack and pass away while we were underway. And we couldn't pull into a port, so we had to put him in a freezer.
Right.
Well, they wouldn't let us. The guys that were going in to get the food, the cooks, basically for the next month, all we ate were like chicken patties because nobody would go into the freezer to get food because this guy's stiff body is in there in a bag.
Frozen dead guy in there. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Nasty.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm in for the freak show if you'll have me.
All right. What's your talent, sir?
I enjoy serving myself my own lemonade, if you understand what I'm saying.
Oh,
no, I don't think we can do that. Even if it's his own, we can't. Can we do that?
I don't know.
It's personal. It's not sharing. There's no.
How do you serve yourself?
Well, there are two methods. I'm very flexible, if you know what I'm saying.
You can serve yourself that way, like right from the tap?
Almost to the tap itself.
Jesus Christ. It's another guy who can virtually go down on himself.
I would imagine if you're doing the tap thing, though, that'd be awfully messy. You've done that before.
Actually, it's very unmessy. I mean, I'm
he's done it before.
Yeah, obviously. He's a good shot.
Yeah, you have done that before?
Well, not specifically with lemonade.
With what? Not with not with your other secretion.
Other substances.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You did it with your goo?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
You
ate your own goo?
It wasn't purposeful the first time. I was a little intoxicated.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, the second time it was purposeful, but the first time it wasn't. I found out I could do this rather by accident.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Lousy woo-woo.
What does it taste like?
Which one?
The bad one.
Oh, yeah.
The bad one. Frankly, it depends what you've eaten.
I think we've heard that before.
Yeah.
Tacos one night tasted a little bit like red pepper.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Come on now. Don't goof around. You seriously pleasure yourself?
On occasion. It's not every night, Don. But, yeah, on occasion.
I like the way the tone. I like his tone. Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
He's fun.
Well, trust me, if you could, you have to.
I don't think.
No.
I don't think so, sir.
I don't think I would.
Well, now, wait a second.
No, I really don't think. I mean, if you could, you would. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing about, like, doing the act if we could. I think most guys would probably try it. But
I don't
another
think...
thing about finishing,
yeah.
No way.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to take a poll of the audience. I think. The people I've spoken to about, it's about 70-30.
What do you mean? That do it?
Yeah, I mean, my roommates, they've attempted, and they probably would if they were better at it.
Where do you go to HU, Homo University? I mean, what kind of school is it you go to where guys sit around and J-O-ing themselves and then drinking it?
No, I'm out of school. My roommates, we're adults.
Are you heterosexual?
Mostly.
Are you bisexual?
Occasionally.
Ah, so you're a fag.
That's all right. Well, then you're used to that, then.
No, I enjoy the young women as well.
Have you ever tasted other men?
No, of course not. That's sick.
But you just said you were bisexual.
Well, I've never, number one, it's unsafe, but number two, I don't feel that that's a good idea.
You know, I think he's full of crap. He's all over the place.
What type of bisexual experience have you had?
Well, I'm mostly a giver, if you know what I'm saying.
You've actually had done that? And you're talking about the other thing not being safe?
You're misunderstanding. I don't do no butt play. That's beyond the pale for
You're not making any sense at all because I don't think you know what we're talking about.
What are you talking about?
I think we're off base. I enjoy being the standing partner while the other partner is perhaps on his knees.
See, you mean you've had other guys do that to you?
Oh, yeah.
Is that about it? Is that the extent of your bisexuality?
That is the extent of it, yeah.
Hey, I got news for you. You're a fag.
Hey!
I'm serious. You might as well go downtown and get your card. Get your membership card.
Be a little gentle. At least call me half a fag.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
Really.
Please, if guys go down on you, you're a fag.
Yeah, and it makes your story not that big a deal now.
You can judge tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Well, first of all, I don't think you could do the thing with
I don't think you can do anybody's body
with
stuff.
Your goo. But hold on. We'll see if you could actually do the thing with your pee-pee.
All right.
Hold on a second. Charlie, will you talk to him? It's a fag on line 6.
Big fag.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Wow.
Hello.
Yes. This is Jeff?
Yes. Hello, Joe. Jeff.
Yes. I'm able to belch extremely loud. I'll also be able to vomit on command.
Vomit on command?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, vomit.
Right now?
Yeah.
No, I can't. I'm in the car right now.
Well, then you can't vomit on command.
No, I can vomit on command.
Well, we just gave you a command. You didn't do it.
We commanded you to vomit.
Well, give me a couple of seconds.
He's going to stop the car, I think, so.
All right.
Well, car stop.
All right. Do you have to put something down your throat?
No, just balls, a lot of air.
All right, let me hear you. If you can vomit on command, you can come down and be in the show.
You hear the cars.
What was that?
It's a nasty.
That was part of it coming up. Oh, Jesus.
Here's a good fact.
Sorry.
You can't say the F-bomb.
It's terribly. Oh, God, that was Big Mac.
Well, all right, hold on a second. If you're on the level, hold on. You can come down and vomit on command.
Jeez.
Hello. Yeah, the only thing that legitimized that was, okay, hold on, when you heard the...
Yeah, the car thing, yeah, like he was really stopping the car in that first sound. But then when he does the, Big Mac, I don't know about it.
It's possible. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yes, sir. I have the uncanny ability
to dip Tostito chips in 151 proof rum, light them on fire, and eat them.
That's a talent.
That is a talent. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a talent. If you want to come down and dip Tostito chips in a rum, light them on fire, and eat them, that's a talent.
Yeah, that's a fire eater. That's terrific.
Yeah. That's what we're looking for. Hold on a second, okay?
Yes, yeah, sir.
Hold on. Lisa, we'll give you time to come down here tomorrow.
That should be, you know, pyrotechnic.
Yeah, big fun. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, my friend. Hi.
Hey, my name's Kyle. I was wondering to come down there and do a man shot for you all.
Do a what?
A man shot.
Dare we ask what a man shot is?
All right, you take a shot of tequila, you know, you put the salt on your hand. Well, you snort the salt, take the shot of tequila, and squirt the lime in your eye.
What? He snorts the salt, takes the shot of tequila,
and squirt the lime in your eye.
Causing great pain, I guess.
But it's not that bad. It's the man shot.
The man shot.
Sure. I mean, it sounds stupid. You want to come down and try it? Sure.
What's on tomorrow?
I bet that was created late at night.
Hold on. Yeah, we created it in Vegas.
All right, someone will give you a time. Hold on.
Right. The man shot. Mm-hmm.
And dare I ask, where are the ladies for this contest?
Well, I think they're being edged out of the way by the guys that can, you know, eat their own goo.
Hello, Don and Mike. I had to delete that out. You can't use that word. You have to say goo.
I think he hung up.
He went away. Guy very proudly called just to scream that he also does the same thing.
That
the last guy does. Hey, I ate my own. Word started with a C.
Oh, my God.
Ended with an E. Although in some spellings, your porno spellings ends with an M.
Yeah, I think in most spellings.
Hello.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show.
The proper spelling.
Buzz, have you been eating tacos?
No, I haven't, Jorge. Have you?
May I eat your red pepper goo?
No, thank you, Jorge. Thanks for offering, but no.
Jesus. I'll stand on my head and lick your foreskin.
I'm sure you would, but I'm going to pass on that invitation.
Goodbye. Goodbye. We'll see if we got anybody else for this contest. Oh, yeah, something else also. Stand by. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike
show. The Don and Mike show.
Goodbye, Jorge.
Bye, both of
Well, let's see. I got a phone call.
No.
I'm not on the phone. I'm right here.
Oh.
I'm going to take a phone call. Well, where's the phone? I'm not buying it. I think it's fixed. It's not buying.
Do you get the feeling
that you're gay? Yes!
For those who serve, the Don and Mike show.
Sorry, my bride's on the phone.
Hello, my boo-boo.
Hi, sweetie.
I was just calling to tell you that I did shopping for... You know, it's exciting to me that for the first time we'll have our own room without our son in it with us. So I've got all kinds of exciting nighttime apparel, but I have a feeling it might be wasted.
Oh, you mean for our cruise next week?
Right.
Yeah, well, I'll know Friday if I'm allowed to get it up or not.
Well, isn't that kind of an involuntary thing? I mean, isn't that something that, you know, you have very little control over?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't even know if you can?
Right now, I don't feel like I can.
You don't think it works?
Well, I don't. I haven't gotten a boner in the last 5 days.
That's scary. But
yeah.
That's very unusual for you.
Right. Well, listen.
Well, I mean, when you've been down there, you've been through a trauma.
I mean, you can't have it both ways. I mean, it was just last week. One day, I came home from work, and she was saying to me, "God, I don't like this new habit you have of saying that you're getting a boner."
Well, not for other women. Do you understand the difference there? I don't like that. No, when it happens when you're at work and I am not around. No, I don't care for that. You don't see anything. You know, you don't see the difference.
I just asked Rob to feel it.
I would
all.
Like to go on the record that I agree with Frida.
I do too.
Mike does.
I do too. Thank you, Rob.
I have very few people at work like you having them there.
No, not at home. Frida. We agree. Yeah. We're all, you know, very rarely are we all on the same page.
That's
please,
amazing.
When you get it back, please, no more in the studio.
Right.
Okay. And if you have them, keep it to yourself.
It's impossible, Mike.
Please keep it to
it's impossible.
You know, when you asked Rob
you
to
cage,
touch it...
How do you cage the monster?
When you cage the monster and you keep him quiet on that particular set, it really is horrible.
Even if there's
all of us.
Even if there's an elephant in the living room, you don't have to talk about
it. Yeah, and I heard that if you get them and you don't release, that can lead to kidney stones.
Oh, come on.
No, that's
you're just
true.
Like another one of our idiot
that's
friends.
True. If you get them inappropriately, the stress will put stones in that area.
And inappropriately would be with anybody except you.
That's exactly right.
All right, I gotcha.
All right, boo-boo.
All right, no problem.
All right, well, I'll leave the tags on these negligees.
The tags. Oh, come on. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm going to be out of commission forever.
No, that's all right. I'll bring the flannels.
Honey.
Hey, Ken Stevens will be there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's hey, listen, let me ask you something. I mentioned on the air that Saturday night when I was going through some of the worst pain,
mm-hmm.
although you did ask if I needed you to stay at home. I said no.
Right.
Of course, thinking that right. you would know that my no really meant yes, please stay and take care of me.
I'm in agony. Help me.
But still, you went out on St. Patrick's Day. I think it's only fair because we talked about Mike's wife going on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I'll tell you that Frida did tell me that she danced with other dudes.
Oh, boy.
She danced with young guys.
Oh, you know, those kind of outings are the kind that make you never want to be single. Because we were at a bar where this guy showed me his ID. It said he was born in 79 on it.
Right. I agree, Mike.
Right. Sorry, we're on the same page. I heard all that
BS.
You know, my St. Patrick's Day party, Frida, was all the women from the cruise. They were all there, and there was some mighty weird behavior going on, including one of them who followed me through the buffet line and was just a little too willing to tell me everything was fine. And that just kind of creeped me out. She didn't have a plate in her hand either. It was just like, no, nothing happened. It was great. We had such a great day. It was so wonderful. And it's like, get away from me.
Now, I know for a fact that if you and I, it was how many was in your pack of
four of us.
There's four. Let's say the four of us, you and me and Robin Buzz, went out and we went up to Secrets
right.
on some big drinking night like St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
We went out without our wives.
Right.
And then the next day we said, oh, listen, you know what? We had nothing but girls who were born in the 70s coming on to us. It was
horrible. It makes me realize how good things are.
It's BS.
You read out.
You wouldn't believe it from me.
No, we wanted nothing to do. Now, we have other plans. We're going to, choose a little bit. We're going to plan our demographics a little bit better.
You mean like you're gonna go towards men that are maybe in their 30s?
We were thinking, right, a little bit more, not the young, drunken college type that doesn't really, appeal for fantasy, but maybe the older, successful, debonair out on the town type.
No, now she's being honest. This is good.
See, but this is the double standard that I live with. When I come home and she says, well, how can you talk about getting a boner on the radio?
Wait a minute.
Say, honey,
I didn't
listen.
Say I got wet or,
Well, God knows it's been years since that has happened.
Oh, yeah, I know. Gross. I don't say anything gross. I don't ask my girlfriend to check me. Yeah.
Okay. Time out. I'm doing a radio show. I'm doing a comedy radio show.
Am I on the radio right now?
Okay, but hold on.
I could say that right now, couldn't I?
But what you said to me in real life was exactly what you just said and what Mike and I both shook our heads at, that you go to a place, a bunch of 20-year-old guys. What'd you have on? Your leather pants?
No, those don't fit anymore. I give those to my sister. They're too big.
So what'd you have on? Some other of your expensive pants?
I just want to say, that sounds sexy when a woman says something like that. I gave away my leather pants because they're too big.
Yeah, right.
And that sounds extremely sexy.
Oh, thank you.
Because you think of, leather pants as right. being, that means she has to get another size leather pants.
No, I'm looking for a perfect pair.
You should see the clothes she's buying now.
She's looked, last time I've seen your wife, she's looked very, very, very good.
She's a little anorexic. Mm-hmm. I tell her, don't lose any more weight.
Oh, Sugar Bear, you should live in Eastern Europe or something if you think I'm anorexic. During the summer, we ate a few too many dipped ice cream cones and everything else, and I just, shaped up a little bit.
Oh, you're just too thin.
Well, any woman would find that a big compliment, so thank you.
All right. Well, anyway, this whole thing, this whole argument, it wouldn't work the other way. If I was up there and I came home and said, oh, it was awful, just a bunch of girls who were barely out of high school hitting on me and asking me to dance.
Boring.
Yeah, it was so boring. God.
Well, the truth of the matter is, and I say this to my wife, I don't know how your wife feels about it, but I'd say when we have these women that are doing all these things, that are, showing us their breasts or coming up on stage and taking their clothes off and they're nude, when that happens, all of that happens only when we are either on the air or on stage at a show. That's it.
We're performing.
We are technically performing. We're working.
You know, men, they don't have to be performing to be, you know, very flamboyant and hit on you. I mean, they don't. Women, they have to have some motivation. Usually, men need no motivation. But I don't.
Correct, and you're with the men who need no motivation.
Well, it's not my fault. What they do, I told the guy. I said, you know, when I was
Can you imagine if I said that to Frida? Hey, it's not my fault what the girls do.
No.
Right.
If a guy hits on me and he says he's born in 79 because he looks like he's one of Bart's friends to me, and I say, you know, when I was born, 55, I'm not really shopping for a man. I'm not really trying to impress him. He thought I was joking. He did this granny, he did a granny hunched over a cane walk around. I said, no.
Hey, listen, this is why eventually you're going to get like me, Mike. I didn't flip out about it, but I face it. She goes out, and when these guys hit on her when she goes out with her friends,
they love it.
Yeah, and she doesn't shoot the guy down.
I did.
She plays with him. She plays with him.
Yeah, I believe, you know, I could not believe in my heart of hearts that on cruises or when women go out that there's any real consummate, effing going on. I mean, that would, I'd have a meltdown if that happened. But, I mean, I think the game...
Yeah,
that's why they're
I'm leading a boy on when I tell him that I'm old enough to be his mother.
Oh, come on
please.
When I
you know what? If you really, you know what you say to him? If a guy's bothering you, you say, hey, listen, pal, you're obnoxious and I'm married. Leave me alone.
No, you know what I said to him? I said, this is more entertaining than TV. I mean, because that's the way I feel. I talk to a woman like that, too. I talk to women and men.
Please. There's a double standard, but you never have to worry about it because I'm such a recluse that I never go anywhere.
If you went out with me, you could laugh at him with me. I'd love it if you went out with me.
Well, a guy wouldn't hit on you if I was sitting there because I'd say, hey, get the F out of here.
No, you know what? You could sit there and you could be my gay best friend. Wouldn't this be fun? And then you could see how idiotic men act.
I could be your...
What an offer that is, huh?
Yeah. Boy, hey, wouldn't I love to go out and be your gay best friend.
Yeah, and so you know I'd be safe. Nothing would happen, and you could see.
Honey, you're my wife.
You know, in order for her to fulfill that fantasy, she would have to point at you when the 20-something male came over and said, don't worry about him, he's gay.
Yeah, listen, there's only one gay man who I approve of.
No, you'd have to dress gay. You'd have to dress and act gay.
There is a guy who I think you could go out with who I would feel safe in that regard.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
You dress gay, and when we're on the cruise, your parts won't be working, so essentially you will be.
Honey, I don't know that for sure.
All right.
So you still want to do the role-playing fantasy with Don on the cruise?
I would love to... I would love to do that, but I know that's not his cup of tea, but that's all right. But I wish I could wear, if we could rig some kind of little camera, some kind of spy camera, so you could see how just entertaining, but not at all titillating, men are in bars.
I mean, I have no desire to see men hitting on you in bars.
You would get a laugh out.
I guarantee I would not get a laugh out of it.
Well, I could be bugged.
Yeah, guy, I think,
play it on the air.
I think most men, you know, who have wives that get together, girls' nights out, whatever, a cruise, you know, would probably say that they... You know, they accept it, but they're not thrilled about it. And I think that's a perfectly normal way to feel. And I think if we don't feel that way, then there's a problem.
Right, that's when you worry.
And you know what? And the thing that helped me when my wife went on that cruise was that I liked all the women that she went with.
Well, see,
that's what made it fine for me.
That's part of the problem, that Frida went with usual gang.
Right.
And that's because women... Are all, you know, like female Eddie Haskells when they talk to the husband.
Yeah, except I know the girls you hang out with.
I want to just have you, since I'm, this is kind of my primer here. When you say that, you mean that the women...
That you like them, and I'm sure they're nice women, but if they were bad, you'd never know it. Because your wife wouldn't be an idiot to tell you.
Oh, okay, I understand what you're saying. So in other words, the women that I see are not necessarily the real deal.
They're on their best behavior.
So like when I get the hug and like, hi, how are you? Oh, thanks, we had such a great time. But when in fact, they're away, it's just like those bastards.
See, the thing is, I know why.
But they could, they could get, what do they say, 50% of women do what 75% of men do. you know, that are, and so how could you pick out which of the groups?
She reads too much.
Wow.
She reads too much.
Just
she reads too many of those magazines with Elizabeth Hurley on the cover.
All right,
and, and those articles, incidentally, when you get percentages of how many spouses cheat, that to me is just like, that's like giving people permission. Oh, half of people do. How the hell do they know that anyway?
And furthermore, I know all of the women that my wife hangs out with. You know them. You know them socially when they're,
right.
My wife's right, when they're on their best behavior. All the women my wife hangs out with and like goes to these bars with.
Yeah,
I've seen them when they are at less than perfect behavior.
Yeah, well,
I know the potential that is
right.
There.
Right.
I know that.
Well, and when you say that, when you say you've seen them at less than perfect behavior, you mean you've seen them when they've been out on the town and stuff like that?
No. I've seen them
you've
when
they've never seen them when their husbands aren't around, have you?
See, I haven't seen any of my wife's friends when their husbands aren't around.
I have, and I don't want to say the names, but I have.
All right. Okay, well then good. Then you're not worried, and that's the way it should be.
And that's why I am worried. because I have seen.
Well, what I'm saying is, not with my friends, and I'm sure not with Laura's friends, but with some, you know, fictional friends.
Whatever.
They could be, you know, people could be worse than they let on.
Listen, sweetie, all I know is it's a great double standard, but it's okay. I'm fine. I'm fine. I was, near death on Saturday.
You know,
night.
You don't do the boys' trips, do you? You don't do the boys' trips.
No,
see, a lot of my friends who are, you know, they go on the golfing trips, they go to the football games.
I tell you to do that? Didn't I tell you to go with some friends? You were going to go to the Keys or something with some friends. But,
that was Doug with our lawyer.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to go anywhere with him. You know, God, I hope he's not listening now. I mean,
no, don't worry, he's not.
He's a good enough guy, but, you know. I'm sorry, honey. I like you. That's about it.
Well, I like you too, but you wouldn't, if I suggested we go out and do these kind of things, you still wouldn't want to do them with me. It's no great compliment to me. You like me because you can do nothing with me.
Yeah, well, I love doing nothing with you.
Yeah, right.
You're my favorite person to do nothing with.
Well, I enjoy that too, but I also enjoy doing something every once in a while.
All right, well, good. Well, that's why I didn't, you know, put up a fuss.
All right, my sweet pea.
That I was in this awful medical condition, yet you felt the need to go out and be hit on by 20-year-old guys on St. Patrick's Day. And that your son had to drive me to the hospital for a pain injection on Sunday.
I did feel a little guilty when you were saying thank God for Bart. And I was out partying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and on the way home on Sunday, you know, when I was calling her, like, hey, when are you coming home? She says, oh, Sarah and I are stopping and we're shopping and we're having lunch in Annapolis right now. You know, in the meantime, I'm coming back from the hospital. I have my kid drive me back from the hospital. She's having a Waterford salad or whatever the hell she's having. And shopping.
Well, I looked for something for you. I didn't see anything.
All right, honey. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye, boo-boo.
Goodbye. Oh, there's the grand double standard right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm serious. I couldn't come home and say. But see, the thing is, she knows me. She knows I don't go out to bars and I don't hang out with people.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows I'm not going to do that.
See, I do, so I don't have that dilemma. You know, when my wife went away on the cruise, as I discussed, I had two boys' nights out. And we had a fantastic time. But during that fantastic time, it wasn't similar to, you know, women who sit in a bar and have men approach. You don't get that.
Right.
You know, like, look who you're looking at here.
Hello.
You know? Hello. Not like I'm sitting there, hey, keep them away.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Is it Don?
The truth, Rob.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. I have a question for you, Don, about your kidney stones.
Yes, honey.
You got an epidural, you said earlier. I was listening earlier today. And you said you had an epidural at the doctor's office at one point, right?
Yes, last week.
Okay. So when I was pregnant, I had my epidural, and then I still, you know, you still, like, push your kid out. So there's still activity down there. So I'm curious, how come they couldn't give you, like, they couldn't say, okay, go to the hospital, we'll give you an epidural, and then you can just get rid of these?
Because it's not like you're in labor with a kid where you know what's going to happen and you've got hours and hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I was standing there, and all of a sudden, it happened.
Really?
And if I didn't go in my bathroom, I would have gone in my car.
That's the horrible thing about kidney stones, right?
Right.
I mean, you just have to sit there and tough it out.
Right. Thank you, though.
Couldn't, like, shoot them with a laser or anything?
They were small enough already.
Oh.
They couldn't make them any smaller.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Hello.
Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
That's the second call from a woman that I don't know if they're trying to be helpful. There's a, she was taking a tone with you.
Yeah, I know.
Hello.
Got a question about the whole double standard.
I have a new favorite Rob sound. How did that woman sound, Rob?
What can we do for you?
Got a question about the double standard. Mike referred to the whole, it's part of the game, right?
Yeah.
Now, is it okay for the women to accept drinks from men? Is that considered a little overboard? Is that considered part of the game?
It's a good question. I don't have the answer to it. I'm going to put that on my question list.
I don't know.
Were drinks purchased for you? Well, if it's on a cruise, though, you know, is the booze free on a cruise?
Yeah, most times it's a package deal. Okay. I think that's what they call them, booze cruises.
Booze cruises. Hello, Don and Mike.
It's called a Waldorf salad. And also, when you're gone, Don, do you have to have Rob in the driver's seat? Can't you have a Buzz there? He's much, you know, better.
Not for driving. Why this naked cruelty,
Rob?
No, I'm nothing against Mike. I'm talking about Rob.
No, but this is Mike talking, and Rob does a fine job.
He's not funny.
Who is it, not
Rob?
True?
Rob, he doesn't have anything to say.
What's your deal? I mean, Buddy. For what it's worth, what's your name, C? Ma'am?
Excuse me? Are you talking to me, sir?
Yes, I am, C. For what it's worth, Mike
is... all you can do is say, what's your name, C? That's your act.
No, that was
that's
very...
My act.
There's much more to his act.
That was very original.
He also says whore.
My
act. I don't think I've ever heard this hatred directed at the very lovable Rob Spina.
He calls women whores, he calls them C's, and he also has his great new one that we've just heard of today.
Interesting. Well,
my
all right.
Ma'am.
Go ahead. Let's see your ratings drop when you leave and have him...
Ma'am, close your mouth for once. Here, I just have 2 points to make. When Don isn't here, Mike drives. I'm running the board, but Mike is driving the show.
Let Buzz do whatever.
And you heard that other caller that was calling with my hate call today.
So you're great.
That's more painful than Don's kidney stones.
Mike is great.
Why all this? Mike, you know, we're all part of the same family, ma'am.
Jesus Christ, honey.
You get us all as a package deal.
And I'm just wondering, is there anything I've done to you personally that makes you hate me so?
Is there anything you'd
like
to do?
No, I'm just talking about the viewers in general.
Oh, the viewers.
The viewers?
Of the listeners.
That's right.
The listeners, yes.
I'm sorry if I...
Yes, you are.
You.
Yes, you are.
I know how sensitive you are, Rob.
I'm offensive?
You're sensitive.
Sensitive,
Rob.
Sensitive,
you?
I see. You're offensive. I'm sensitive.
But anyway.
Anyway, indeed.
You're a wonderful, wonderful co-host. Thank you so much for filling in.
Are you off to the grocery store now?
Oh, I would talk. I've seen you, honey.
What's that?
I've seen you at those shows.
Have you?
Yeah.
And what did you see? Did you see someone who's just lost 70 pounds and is at the proper weight for his height? Is that what you saw?
Well, actually, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are.
You're wrong again.
You lost again.
I'm still your sure... I'm sure...
What? Get some in your mouth.
I'm sure you're a fox.
I'm a fox.
Oh,
that's good.
Wow.
Were you making a sexy noise or was that a hunk of bacon?
I gotta go.
It's not the share lady, but it's the lady that's called regularly.
What?
You call regularly.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Any other issues you'd like to take up? Because you have the forum.
Well, listen, we got to go. See you.
In Toledo.
Oh, okay. But you listen every day, don't you?
It's a great show.
All right, well then, stop picking on Rob.
It's a great show, see?
Yeah, see?
Get it, see?
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
See?
You're right. Rob's the best. We viewers, listeners.
Listeners.
Moron.
Viewers.
We listeners need him.
Right, you sure do, see?
I can send you a list of things you need.
I tell you, I'm so wrong. Mea culpas.
Oh, you're so
the
horrible.
Best.
What
oh
the
gosh.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Go away.
Goodbye.
Oh,
see you.
Say it. Please don't not say it. You got to say it. Go ahead.
No, I won't give you the satisfaction. Here's
good.
What you do.
I'll say it about your wife.
You go to Shoppers. you get yourself a lot of Reggie.
She's gone.
And wow, generic tampons.
She's gone.
She knows what she needs.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
GT.
Hello, generic tampons.
Mike.
Generic tampons. Yes, hello.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Oh, I've been waiting so long to talk to you guys.
Yes, hi.
Well, I've been listening. I know you're having a lot of fun and everything, and I hate to bring such a sob story to you, but one of my employees, their child got hit by a train, and they don't have enough money to buy a headstone, and I was wondering if there's any way that you guys could help out in getting one.
No.
You cannot do that?
No.
Okay. Do you have any numbers or anything that you can give me?
Yes, call Jack Diamond.
What if I have big boobs? Does that help and I come down to your shop?
Honey, listen, I'm serious right now. Call Jack Diamond. This is right up his alley. He'll get an hour of radio out of this tomorrow. He'll exploit the dead kid. He'll put some fund together to buy a headstone for the kid. Really, you're calling the wrong show.
Okay, thanks.
Okay? But I hope you'll continue to listen and enjoy.
Okay.
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 Okay?
Yeah.
It used to be a theme on today's show. Yes.
We love the women and they love us.
Absolutely. There's love here.
You mean you love them? All of them
I think this call is BS.
You know, we have one headstone.
I think this call is 100. Why don't you just admit you're lying right now?
No, I swear I'm not lying. I swear.
We could get a headstone, but it'd have a big C chiseled on it.
Oh. Now, why can't... Just humor me here. Why can't they afford a headstone? What's a headstone cost?
You know what? We just hired him. We have a towing company, and we just hired him. He's only been working for us for, like, a week, and he doesn't have a lot of money, and you can tell. And
so you own your own towing company?
My fiancé does.
Well, he owns his own towing company.
Yeah.
He could afford a headstone.
Yeah, buy a headstone.
Well, we don't have that much money.
Yes, you do.
Sure, you can afford that.
Come on.
You can afford a headstone.
You do it. It'll be goodwill for your new employee.
We can contribute a little bit if you guys can help us out.
No. What do you mean? We don't even know you.
I know, but you can.
No, you should buy the headstone yourself.
Come on. You can afford it. What's the headstone cost?
You know, frankly, I would if I could.
You know, frankly, you don't sound all that upset either.
No, and I get the impression you prefer things to go exactly how you like them to be.
Absolutely.
Oh, I like things to go the way I like them to be.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen this time.
Listen, the kid got hit by a train, it was, maybe 6 or 8 months ago.
Well, then, Jesus.
It was a while ago, and I just...
Well, then, how did they bury the lad?
He's buried, but he doesn't have a headstone. And
get a piece of cardboard. How do you write on there? Just rest in peace.
Cardboard?
The great Robert F. Kennedy just has a wooden cross. Even you could make that.
There you go.
All JFK has is that flame that never goes out.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, you should, if he owns the business, he's got money. He should buy it. That would be a gesture of goodwill for
the employees. Or you should ask the employees there to pass the hat.
Absolutely.
I've been trying to do that today, but everybody was like, well, call Don and Mike. Right. I hear them, giving headstones for jokes around Christmas time when I hear them doing stuff like
that. That's good, because we got a headstone for Ken Stephens.
No big deeds.
Those unpunished.
Oh, there are people that listen to this show. So there's probably somebody's going to, be calling in now. But, I mean, you just don't sound genuine.
You don't sound broken up about this.
You really don't. You're kind of giggling, It's kind of sick if you're talking about a kid that got hit by a train and then you're talking about showing your boobs. I mean, don't you think that sounds a little weird?
I wanted with you guys.
Yeah, but doesn't that sound a little weird?
Well, they told me to say that and I would get what I wanted.
Who told you?
Just employees in the office.
Employees in the office.
Yes.
In your office?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell them to stop giving you ideas, and if each of them gave you $20, you could go buy a goddamn headstone.
They don't have $20.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. You don't have $20?
I do, but they don't.
I do, Lala.
Why don't they have $20?
I don't know.
Well, listen, the kid's in the ground anyway. I mean, I don't mean to sound callous about this, but...
but I mean, it's the tone.
Yes.
I mean, your tone, there's no emotion in it. I mean, it doesn't sound like you really care.
What was the child's name, first name?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on. All right. Hold on. You want money for a headstone for a kid, and you don't even know the kid's first name?
I don't know his first name.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you're very sincere, honey.
Yeah, real sincere.
You're very sincere.
I'm sorry.
I'm blown away by your sincerity.
Chalk that down as the real reason we're not helping, okay?
Okay.
You don't even know the kid's name.
I don't know the kid's name.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of thought obviously went into this phone.
So what would we put on the tombstone? To whom it may concern?
What
do we put? To whom it may concern in case of?
I'll give you the name if you're going to give me a tombstone.
Well, what's the name?
I have to get it from the father. I don't know it right now.
Yeah, well, you're so darn concerned.
Yeah, you really care, honey.
Get his name. Ask him his name.
Eight months. No, I don't want the kid's name.
Okay.
But see, it was just a test because I knew that you didn't even know the kid's name.
Because you really don't care.
11. Okay.
Okay.
I don't waste your time anymore.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
How old was he?
17.
All right.
He was riding a bike by the train tracks.
God, you know, it's weird. You don't sound... I think you're exploiting this kid.
17? Well, that's a man. That's not a kid.
Well, he's still a kid. I don't know.
This is creepy. You're creepy.
17, should have been out working.
I am not creepy.
Should have been in school.
You are creepy. This is creepy. You just don't sound, you don't know his name, and you're using the kid as a reason to call the show. It's not right.
I think she's involved in a cover-up.
Yeah.
No, there's no cover-up.
Hold on. Did your husband kill the child?
No.
Hit by a train or a tow truck, did you say?
It was a train.
Nah. How fast was the train going?
Really fast. It was in Lorton at the train right by, I don't know, it was the Amtrak train.
Gentlemen, this is trouble. Yeah. This call is trouble.
I know
this kid was really, I think
it
this whole thing, this is pissing me off. It really is. This is legitimately pissing me off if this really happened. I hope it didn't. I hope the whole thing is BS.
I don't know, this woman is just so dumb.
Absolutely, so dumb.
Okay.
Just hang up.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, how big are your boobs, though?
I'm not telling you how big my boobs are, because you won't help me out. It's the sincerity of the little kid.
Okay, well, touche.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You really got me there.
All right.
Are they 36?
You really sound broken up about it.
I just got them. They're new.
Ah, yeah, shocker there.
Proud. What are they, C cup or D cup?
D. D and a half. D plus.
You could have bought a bunch of headstones for that kind of money.
I could.
Hey, D plus.
I didn't know I was going to have the employee at the time when I got him.
D plus, your breast size match is probably every report card you ever got.
Why don't you have your cups taken out and then
trade them in and get my money back?
Yeah, and buy the kid the headstone.
That's the thought, you know.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad we could help you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hang up, please.
Why don't you hang up first?
Ah, shocker, you don't want to hang up first. Shocker, you don't want to hang up first.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
That's because I'm not lying. I'm trying to prove...
No. It's because you want airtime, you whore.
Oh, my.
Just hang up. Just hang up. We're not...
Yeah, kid's dead. Ha, ha, ha. I hope it's not true.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what, though. If you step in front of a train, I promise we'll buy a headstone for you.
A big one. A beautiful one.
Okay.
Made of silicone.
The biggest one you've ever seen. Yeah, made of silicone.
Yeah.
Gigantic Holy Cross made of silicone.
No, I don't need that. I'm not going to be stepping in front of any train.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. But he refuses to hang up.
Why don't you guys hang up?
Because we always require the listener to hang up first.
See, honey, if you were really this broken up and you really felt this concerned about the situation, when the conversation took the turn that it did about 5 minutes ago...
You would have been a little pissed off and you would have hung up and you would have been a little angry about that. But if you really don't give an F about this kid, then you'd stay on the line all day long. And you'd laugh and you'd talk about your boobs because you really don't give a rat's ass.
If there even is a kid.
If there even is, which I doubt.
There was a kid.
Right.
There was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There isn't anymore.
So you can understand how we would think this is lacking any real genuine quality.
Okay. I mean, you can think that. But
fine. That's what we do think.
And the easiest way to prove to us that you really feel something in your heart for this kid would be to hang up.
You hang up and
just
then I'll hang up.
Just go away. Now, see, you don't care.
I care.
We can keep you on hold all day. Into the night.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Good. All right.
So that's the deal?
Yeah, I guess.
I got a break for commercials.
Okay.
But when I come back, I'm going to punch this line run up, and you'll still be there.
I'll still be here.
Throughout the entire show.
I'm getting tombstone for the poor little kid.
Yeah, hold on. First off, he's not a poor little kid, according to you. He's 17. Second, he's such a poor little kid, you don't even know his freaking name.
And you've been laughing about it while you've been on the show.
No.
Yeah.
You have. About it. What? I'm just laughing at some things that you guys say.
Well, I mean, we're telling you we're not going to help. You know what? The main reason now that we're not, there were other reasons before, but the main reason now, if it's true, that we wouldn't help would be you.
Okay.
Right.
That's fine. At least I know I tried, and maybe whatever. I didn't get anywhere. I'll try someone else.
Right.
Well, I think that's what Don told you at the very beginning.
Call Jack Diamond. It's right up his alley.
That's when normally you would go away.
I accept Jack Diamond's alley and not your alley.
He won't ask you any tough questions like, what's the kid's name?
And why is there like a smile in your voice while you're discussing this? Why do you seem more excited
to be on
the radio?
I am a happy person, and I'm just trying...
A happy person?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Well, like, he got a died train. Oh, my God.
All right. You guys are funny.
Thank you.
I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
So okay.
Well. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come on now, hang up.
Can you hang up first?
Yes.
Okay.
But I won't.
That's right.
Why not?
We can, but we won't. Because you always get your way, and we do too.
Because you enjoy talking to me, right?
No.
No.
Not so much. Absolutely not. No.
All right.
See, there you laughed again. When really, you should be crying.
Because you said, I don't know. I'm just laughing.
Yeah, we don't either. This one confuses us.
You should be crying. You're calling up to a beg for a headstone for a kid who you don't even know.
I'm not begging. I was asking for help.
Yeah, and then we told you, we gave you the answer, and one would think you would want to move on, but no, you'd rather stay on the radio.
Well, sometimes...
Because that's the real... That is the real reason you called.
Sometimes
just to be on the radio.
You get what you want.
Just to be on the radio. Yeah.
No, I don't care about being on the radio.
Well, then prove it to us. Hang up the phone.
Because no, we'll keep you on
the
radio.
If I can tell you, maybe you'll give me what I want.
That won't happen. I guarantee that
will never happen.
Never
happen.
Hmm.
Never happen.
Hmm. Now, have you noodled it through?
Yeah, slowly.
Okay, so now you know that we're never going to give you the headstone for the child who you can't name who got hit by a train 8 months ago, whose father just started working at your tow truck place 1 week ago.
Yes.
That's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because of you.
Because of me?
Because of the way you've handled it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Can we start all over and I can try it again?
Nope.
No.
There's not a chance.
Chances around there, right?
No, absolutely. Well, no, not for you.
Not for me.
For you. Like, it's all about you.
How would you do it different? What would you do?
Well, I'm not going to laugh when you guys say something funny or say something about me. I won't laugh.
Well, but I mean, nothing will change the way, you know, it's just a question of whether this was genuine or not.
What did you feel genuine? What did you love most about this young man?
I didn't know him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. But you want to do something good for an employee.
I saw the story in the newspapers. I heard about it all in the news.
Uh-huh.
It's right down the street from
my
work.
Why would you rely on the newspaper if this person works in the? Do you work at the same company?
Yeah.
Well, then why wouldn't you know it personally then?
What do you mean? Well, I didn't know.
It's a valid question. You said this person is an employee
right,
of your fiance's company. Why would you rely on the newspapers to know all the details? Why would you rely on the newspaper to even know the whole thing happened?
Because it happened a long time ago. I didn't know this employee at the time.
Then how do you know that they don't have a headstone?
Because he told somebody in our company. But he didn't tell me personally either.
Did you speak
somebody in our company two days ago, and I was like, oh, you know,
you think
really bad.
But don't you think it might be invading that employee's privacy to call and discuss this on a radio show, on a national radio show?
No, I think...
Don't you think that might be considered just a little bit insensitive? Especially
no.
If you're talking about your boob size and how... You know how scary funny you are?
No.
And happy you are?
If you showed us your boobs, maybe we'd buy a headstone.
He would be there. I'm not showing my boobs to anybody.
But that's what you said when you first made
the offer.
No.
Yes, you did.
I never said I would show boobs.
Yes, you did.
You did. It's at the beginning of the
tape. Do I have to rewind the tape?
No, you don't have to rewind. But
okay, you did say it.
Yeah, of course you said that.
No.
You did.
You did.
I'll bet you the headstone that you said it. And if I'm right, you have to hang up. And if I'm wrong, I'll buy the headstone.
Okay.
All right, Robbie. Rewind the tape.
All right, here we go.
Now, remember our deal.
What's our deal?
Our deal is when you say, I'll show you my boobs, that's when you have to hang up.
Right.
And if you don't say it, I'll buy the friggin' headstone.
Right, okay.
What is it, Robbie? Real one or two?
I haven't found it yet.
You haven't found it yet.
He's not going to find it because I...
Right, hold on, hold on. Well, you know, you said, I'll come down there and show you my boobs.
No.
Yes, you did.
I said, I'm not showing my boobs to anybody.
You said that later. Before that, you said, if I show you my boobs, will you buy the headstock?
No, I said I have boobs, no, but listen. I didn't say I would show them.
Okay, so when we play that tape, as soon as we play it, immediately you'll hang up.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll figure out another way to go do this good deed because you care so much.
Yeah.
For this child whose name you don't know and who you know nothing about.
Right.
Whose father has been working in your employ for 1 week.
Yes.
Very good.
All right, it's a touching story. You might want to think about calling CBS. It sounds like a damn good Hallmark story of the week. One of those Sunday night movies. You can get Edith Bunker to play
sure.
You. Okay, here you go. Tape two. Listen to yourself, honey.
And they don't have enough money to buy a headstone, and I was wondering if there's any way that you guys could help out in getting one.
No.
You cannot do that?
No.
Okay. Do you have any numbers or anything that you can give me?
Yes, call Jack Diamond.
What if I have big boobs? Does that help and I come down to your shop?
Honey, what did you just say right there?
I said, what if I have big boobs and I come down to your shop, but I never said I'll show you my boobs?
Technically, she's right.
Technically,
she's
absolutely right.
What was implied?
I'm not that kind of person.
What was implied? Hold on, but what's implied by that? You said,
no.
I have big boobs. What if I come down to your shop?
What you took from it and what was actually said is two different things.
Clothed or unclothed, you offered up your breasts.
You owe me a headstone. I never said I would show you my boobs.
Now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. What you said was, what if I have big boobs and I'll come down to your shop?
I never said
that. That infers that you're going to come down and show us your boobs.
Listen, you told me.
Honey, shut up. Let's listen again now.
No.
Okay. Do you have any numbers or anything that you can give me?
Yes, call Jack Diamond.
What if I have big boobs? Does that help and I come down to your shop?
That's it. You know what? Technically, I said technically you were right, but technically you're not
wrong.
Right. Because when you come down, you say, what if I have big boobs and I'll come down to your shop? That really infers that you're coming down to show us your boobs.
It doesn't necessarily mean show us your naked boobs.
Right. It means basically, no, you're wrong.
You should hang up now. You've lost the argument.
I didn't lose because I never said I'd show you my boobs.
Okay, then what did you mean when you said, I have big boobs and
I'll come down to your shop and give you the kid's name and pick up the two.
No, hold on a second.
Show you my boobs.
All right, so you'd come down to the shop, our shop. Right?
I'm not showing anybody my boobs.
Hold on.
I would show you my boobs.
We don't want to see them.
You're going to hang up.
If you came down and you came down to the shop and you were going to be, you just said it, we would see your boobs. So you would show us your boobs.
I never said
We never said anything about naked boobs.
Rewind it again, Rob. Because you didn't say, I've got big boobs, I'll come down to the shop and give you the kid's name. You never said that. Let's listen to the whole conversation for the last time.
Red Diamond.
What if I have big boobs? Does that help and I come down to your shop?
Honey, listen, I'm serious right now. Call Jack Diamond. This is right up his alley. He'll get an hour of radio out of this tomorrow. He'll exploit the dead kid. He'll put some fun together to
buy a headstone. We hear it right there.
No, I never said anything like that.
Well, you know, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Right. You better call Judge Wapner.
Really, all jokes aside, I was just trying to do something nice.
Fine, okay, well, that's it. And you know that we're not going to help now.
Okay.
Primarily because of you.
Even though you told me and you lied to me.
We'll agree to disagree, but that's fine, and we have no problem with it.
We didn't lie to you.
No.
Okay.
And, you know, we might even give you the benefit of the doubt if we liked you, but we don't. 6 million people know what you meant.
I don't like you guys either.
That's good, so why don't you go away?
Okay.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye. You don't like us, but you won't hang up.
I know, because I'm trying to get my tombstone.
But you're never going to get it.
How about if I give you a tombstone pizza?
A pizza?
Yeah. There's a brand called Tombstone Pizza.
No, I don't want that.
I really feel bad for the employee that lost the son.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I really do.
Yeah.
If it's true.
Yeah.
You're not doing you're not doing his memory any favors right now.
Okay. That's fine. I'm sure he's not listening.
That's nice.
Well, that's good. That was thoughtful.
That was very kind. It's lucky for you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you do stay on the line, I think we could probably, you know, find out, maybe give your business some plugs.
You told me that if I...
We could probably find out about the towing company.
Hello, I am calling.
If you stay on the line, we could probably.
Hold on, now we got listeners.
We can't control people calling in and saying
we have
the towing company they think it is.
We have listeners who want to talk to you.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I wanted to make a comment about her inference that she didn't say that she would show you the boobs. If she didn't mean that she would come down to the shop and show the boobs, then why was it necessary to infer that she had big boobs?
Right.
I just wanted to catch that one.
All right, well, you're on the line with her. Go ahead and answer that.
Go ahead. Oh, people told me that if I mentioned something about that, then they would talk to me and maybe even consider helping out. Oh, so if you just call up and say, I have big boobs, they're going to buy you a headstone. So if you just call up and say, I have big boobs, what do you want me to do, come down to your shop? It has nothing to do with showing your big boobs. It just has to do with, oh, I have big boobs. You're going to buy me the headstone? All right. This is getting nowhere. I'm just going to hang up now.
Oh, yeah, come on. Now you want to hang up. You can't stand the heat.
Now you want to hang up?
The heat now. You get a one phone call.
No, that's just, okay. Thanks.
It's just getting fun. Come on.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, you better hang up.
Thank you. Kudos for you, ma'am.
Now, I'll say this seriously. If anybody works at the towing agency with that bitch, if that was a true story,
right.
Have the father get a hold of me and Mike, and we'll buy the kid a freaking tombstone.
Absolutely. But that lady, I mean, talk about mishandling a situation.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's offensive.
But I don't think there's a kid.
I don't think so either. And if there is, I feel bad that, that woman chose to use that situation to get on the radio and then, F around with us for a while.
But if there is such a situation, if the dad wants a headstone, the dad can call us off the radio.
Amen.
And we'd be more than glad to handle that.
Amen.
Okay?
There we go.
But something tells me that call will never come.
No, don't think so.
Never come. But good luck at the towing place, honey. You're going to go far there. You're going to go far. Okay.
Wow. Hey, welcome back.
Clear them out.
Welcome back.
Clear them out. Let's do a call 100 now. A prize package selected especially for you. And, Mr. Skin coming up next, right? Okay, but right after call 100 at 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over. And I couldn't. So what?
That's right.
Soothing your severe buttock trauma. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we try. And hey, listen, tomorrow on the show, we have two great prizes that we're giving away. For the winner of the freak show, the What Would You Do contest.
Right.
The winner gets his or her choice of either $1,000 in cash, courtesy of Blair Witch 2.
Okay.
Or a free trip to Houston, Tejas, for WWF WrestleMania, courtesy of the WWF.
I don't know which I like better, Texas or wrestling.
So we have, Mike, it's two treats in one.
Yeah. Two wonderful prizes.
So we've got two great prizes. The winner will get the choice. We have plenty of people that have called already with weird stuff, including a guy who can lick his own foreskin.
Guy that can suck 23 goldfish through his nose and spit them out his mouth in 1 minute.
And some other guy who says he can do 27. Mm-hmm. We also had a woman who's going to get her nipple pierced.
Right here in the studio.
Some other guy who wants to do, I'm not sure if he's able to do this.
Yeah, he wants to drink his own.
Drink number one and drink number three.
Right.
Right, because that's the order. Number one, you know what number one is, and that's number two. And number three is the other bodily secretion.
Gishi.
He can drink number one and drink number three. So if you have an act that you think is better to win either the $1,000 or the trip to Houston, your choice.
I didn't know it had a number, Mr. President.
As soon as we are done with this contest, start calling Lisa at 877-365-3636. I know it's short notice, but tomorrow the big What Would You Do show. Okay? Hello?
Can I call 100?
Well, only if you turn the radio down.
Yep, it's down. It's
there
off.
There you go. Thank you. Hi, what's your name, please?
Brian.
Hi, where are you from?
I'm from Delaware.
Beautiful, my friend. What are you listening on? 96 Rock?
You got it.
Like that. Thank you. Now, oh, you've won. Here you go. You've won.
Right.
We were just talking about the WWF WrestleMania prize pack.
All right.
WWF WrestleMania. In demand in your home, Sunday, April 1st, 8 p.m., live from Texas. Call your Comcast or Cox cable system now to order WWF WrestleMania on pay-per-view.
Okay.
Now you'll go for $500
okay.
with the secret sound, a common everyday sound. Identify it, win the money. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Christine McVie.
And we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you.
Fleetwood Mac, a staple of VH1. If you win the money, it's courtesy of Main Street Kittle.
Sweet, wonderful you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the worst Christine McVie I've ever heard.
Well, look at me.
For $500 now, give us the artist. Give us the name of the sound.
Is it somebody opening up a can of beer?
No, it is not.
I know, but they all sound like that to me.
Thank you, though. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for
ye.
Ye. Now, oh, listen, the Academy Awards are this weekend.
Right.
And I think Friday, Chuck Stossel, the bisexual love muscle, is coming in to give us his picks.
Yeah, if gays pick the Oscars.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
But more importantly, joining us now is a guy we've had on the show a couple of times, and every time we have him on, people go nuts for him. Mr. Skin is on the phone from MrSkin.com.
Hello, Mr. Skin.
And he has a whole bunch of new categories on his website,
including one that I think is just a little weird.
The best nude scene done by a dead girl?
Yes, very strange, very odd.
Let me find him here. Mr. Skin.
Hey, Dan and Mike, how you doing?
Here he is, everybody. Mr. Skin.
Hello, Mr. Skin.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Mr. Skin, MrSkin.com is the website. You remember, every time we've had him on, we name an actress.
Right.
And we say, tell us a nude scene that she's done. Mm-hmm. And right off the top of his freaking head.
Yeah, he knows that he's got them all committed to memory.
We get all of the girls and all of the nude scenes, and you've been very helpful with us finding nude scenes of our favorite actresses. Now, with the Academy Awards this weekend, what is this you're calling this year? Anatomy Awards?
Yeah, my second annual Anatomy Awards. The best in movie nudity for the year 2000.
Oh, okay. So this is recent stuff where you take all the movie nudity from the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
And now, are these from mainstream movies or from pornos?
Oh, no. My whole website is just mainstream or, R-rated stuff. It's not porno. There's tons of sites on the internet you could go to look at porn. That's not a problem. But I concentrate on celebrities and, you know, the movies that you could find in your video store or at the theaters.
How did the year 2000 stack up as a nude year in cinema?
It was a good year. I mean, there's been better years, but there's, you know, every year there's some weird stuff. There's some new actresses on the scene. So every year is different. I'd say it wasn't great. It wasn't, wasn't bad. It was kind of a middle year.
Now, it says here in this thing we got emailed from your guy that of the 10 actresses who are nominated this year,
mm-hmm.
8 of them have been nude in films.
Right.
Who are the 8 nominees who have been nude, not this year, but necessarily, but in other years? Who are the 8 out of the 10 who have been nude?
And what can we see them nude in?
Well, example, Juliette Binoche is up for that movie Chocolate for Best Actress.
Right.
She's French, so of course they've done a ton of nudity. She did a movie called Rendezvous from France in 1985, full frontal nudity on bed. It's a great scene.
Can I ask a specific question?
Yeah.
Since she is French,
mm-hmm.
her garden, how is it trimmed?
Well, you know what? She's the French let the grass grow a little.
I was just curious about that. Very curious about that.
So she's got a big bush.
Well, speaking of big bushes, Ellen Burstyn is up for Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're going back a ways. You got her
nude. Who wants to see that bitch naked?
Well, she did a movie in 1970 called Tropic of Cancer. And Artie, the guy from Larry Sanders, who played the producers in the movie with her.
Oh, Rip Torn.
Yeah, Rip Torn. And there's a scene where she's laying on the bed, full frontal nude. And now I got to say, she looks great. You guys see her now, you think, oh, geez. But 30 years ago, she was good looking.
Oh, I'm sure she was.
Yeah, and it was one of the first full frontal nude scenes in a mainstream movie, so there is some historicness in the girls that are up for awards today.
Now, I would bet Julia Roberts is one that you don't have nude.
Well, actually, there is a single frame in Pretty Woman. if you pause it, in bed, when Richard Gere is taking her top off, a single frame of the movie where you can see her right breast. It's a clear shot, and it is her in the movie.
Wow. Right, can you see nipple?
Yes. Yes. I have the pics and clips at my site. I even paused it for you so you don't have to pause it with the pause.
How about that bathtub scene in Pretty Woman? Is there any, does she slip up there?
No.
Some of the suds move away from her
breasts? Yeah, there wasn't much to choose from in that movie, but this one in bed is definitely some breast.
All right, who are the other actresses who you've got in nude scenes?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think. Okay, well, there's some not-so-good ones here. Judi Dench is up for Chocolat. And this, yeah, every year I got to look at some movies that aren't too good for nudity. But
was Dame Judi Dench, was she nude in 2000?
Well, no, not in 2000, but in 1968, she did a movie called A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's a Shakespeare movie. She's nude a ton. And I got, normally when an actress, you go back 30 or 40 years, you'd think, oh, okay, she looks great. This still stays the same. I didn't want to see it then. Don't want to see it now. So.
All right, well, let's go through some of your categories.
Yeah, cool.
And everybody can go to MrSkin.com.
Very good.
See the clips and see the pictures. Mm-hmm. Follow along. In your opinion, what is the best sex scene for the year 2000?
Well, I did the, what I did is I called it the wildest sex scene. It's the movie American Psycho. Christian Bale is in bed with these two kind of obscure actresses, Krista Sutton and Kara Seymour.
I've seen the movie. I know that.
Seen the movie, too.
The two horses and stuff.
Before he murders them, it's a menage scene, but as he's having sex with them, he's kind of looking at his hair in the mirror and flexing. It's a pretty wild scene. It's a crazier movie.
You know, in that movie, I mean, he is completely out there. I don't think I've seen any movie where...
He's fantastic.
I mean, the Psycho, he got into that role almost a little too much. I mean, that was almost typecasting.
Right.
Yeah, really weird.
I've heard people say to me that they hated that movie, but I kind of liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
I think the movie had homosexual undertone.
What are you saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so that's...
Yeah, well, as an example, like for what I did for Best Breast this year, last year I just gave an award for who had the best breasts in a movie, but I figured this year... I divided into B cup, C cup, and D cup.
Wow.
Because I didn't think that the B cup should have to compete against D's and C's. It's kind of unfair.
All right, who's your best B cup?
My best B cup is Amy Smart from Road Trip, the movie with Tom Green. She's the blonde that takes her top off when they're filming.
Okay.
Smaller breasts, but look great. My C cup division, probably the best breasts I've seen in a movie in about 3 or 4 years. Katie Holmes from The Gift. She's the girl from Dawson's Creek.
Oh, my God.
You should see the pictures of this. She, there was a lot of anticipation, like, hey, is Katie Holmes, she's doing this nude scene, how do you think she'll look, how much will she show, and she came through and with flying colors, she looked great, and the movie's The Gift, so Katie Holmes won for C Cup Division for the year 2000.
You know, you're selling a lot of movies, a lot of people are going out and renting this if they can.
All right, what about the best debut nude scene?
Best debut nude scene is Amanda Peet from The Whole Nine Yards, you know, the movie with Matthew Perry and Bruce Willis.
Now, hold on, you mean the girl who plays the assistant to Matthew Perry?
Right, and she's got the tall girl, she comes out with the gun, top.
Oh, right, she stands at the top of the stairs naked.
Yeah. Beautiful breasts.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was her first nude scene, and it was just out of the blue, it stole the movie. I mean, it was a great scene. Now, my only problem with that scene was the banister was kind of blocking her lower frontal, so it's a great topless scene, but if the darn banister was an inch lower, it would have been...
All right, now here's a good category. The actress who did get nude but should have left her clothes on.
Yeah, that's the Kathy Bates Award. named in honor of Kathy Bates, who got naked and at Play in the Fields of the Lord full frontal. This year's winner is Ella Mitchell from Big Mama's House. She's played Big Mama, and Martin Lawrence has to accidentally views her undressing. And someone asked me, do you think that might be a body double? And I said, well, how many 300-pound body doubles do you think there are out there? So it was Ella Mitchell in the movie's Big Mama's House.
Wow. And... the best nude scene done by a dead girl.
That's the weirdest category.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, there was a lot of stiff competition for this, but Kate Winslet was in the running. She was in a movie called Quills, in which she was dead and showed her breasts. An actress, Wendy Crewson, also was dead and showed her breasts in Mercy, but my winner was Catherine Sutherland in a movie, The Cell, the Jennifer Lopez movie.
Right.
And there's a scene where they have a girl dead, and the guy's got her painted white, and he's about to do some creepy things.
Oh, I know. Is that the one? So that's where he has her in the bleach?
Yeah, in the bleach, right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's nude scene by a dead chick.
Oh, God.
just from your many, many, many film the titles you have there, let me throw out some names since the last time we talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you have anything with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Well, the problem is a lot of guys are dying to see Jennifer Love Hewitt naked. The problem is, you know, she's still kind of young, and her career kind of tanked for a while, and I thought maybe in this new movie, Heartbreaker, she'd do a nude scene, but she has yet to do an official nude scene.
Okay, how about Elizabeth Hurley?
Oh, yeah, well, she's done a number of nude scenes. A movie, Shameless, from the mid-90s, she plays like a heroin addict and has some great nude scenes in bed. You could see her breasts. But one of my favorite Elizabeth Hurley movies is a movie called Aria from 1987. Not only is Elizabeth Hurley nude in her nude debut, but Bridget Fonda gets naked in the movie, too. So
I cannot believe it. I cannot believe you mentioned that name. That was the next woman I was going to ask you about, because Bridget Fonda in the movie Jackie Brown looks like she has big, beautiful breasts. And I've seen her in other movies where she doesn't appear to have those kind of breasts. And how do you stand on Bridget Fonda's breasts?
You know, it's iffy.
Very
I know
carefully.
What you're saying, because I had the same, I never thought she was as curvy. Now, sometimes as an actress gets older, they gain a few pounds and maybe gain a little in the breast. So I can't say for sure, but I would say they're real, but there's a possibility there was a little work done.
Now, I know she's done a lot of movies, but that chick, Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah.
She's naked in the Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, but what's the best movie to see her naked?
Well, he just mentioned Devil's Advocate, and that is my favorite. Now, it's in a church. Some people may have some problem with that. It's full frontal in a church with Keanu Reeves. But actually, this year, I voted her for a best skinny dip from Reindeer Games when she's holding a martini glass and takes her bikini top off in the pool. It's just a real sexy scene. I mean,
oh, that's right. She's in the pool with Gary Sinise, right?
Right, and Affleck spying on him, right?
And, you know, in the Cider House rules, when she's lying out on that cot,
right.
The best butt. I mean,
right.
Her body just looked incredible in that.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
What about Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Well, yeah, early in her career, before she was famous, and this happens a lot with the actresses, but when they're unknown, they're most likely to do their best nude scene. She did an Italian movie called Scheherazade, in which there's a scene where she falls out of the sky completely naked, into the arms of an old man on the streets of Baghdad. So that's one of those. It's definitely a comedy, but hey, it's Catherine Zeta-Jones completely nude falling out of the sky. It's by far her best nude scene.
Wow. And what about Jennifer Lopez?
She did a movie called Money Train with Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson from 1995, and Wesley's kind of massaging her breasts or touching her breasts during a sex scene, and it's a real good scene. And again, that was one of the first movies she was in before she was a big star.
Is there any particular all-time celebrity nude scene in a movie, like the greatest of all time, where you think that it's just the definitive celebrity nude?
Well, there's the most famous is probably from Basic Instinct when Sharon Stone spread her legs.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite of all time is probably Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Yeah. Oh, when she takes that bikini off. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, think of that. They have Cars music in the background, and it's in slow motion. I mean, what more can you ask for in a nude scene?
Pretty incredible.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Absolutely.
All right, well, Mr. Skin, now all these awards are on your website,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So everybody, please go there now. Let's see if we can crash his site today.
Yeah, I know. Last time I was on, you guys crashed my website.
It's www.mrskin.com. And the guy, he's doing all this off the top of his head. We just throw out the girls' names.
Pretty amazing.
He comes back, and you can check out all of his anatomy awards for the year 2000. Have you heard from any actresses who are pissed off that you're doing this?
No, well, the thing is, I only report on what happens in movies and video. I don't do paparazzi stuff, and I don't do, you know, I don't paste the girl's head on a porn star's body. I'm basically just reporting what's in the deepest archives of your favorite video store. It's just you guys wouldn't go out and rent these movies. I'm the guy that's got to fast forward to the nude scene so you can check them out.
All right, here's one last question.
Yes.
About Denise Richards.
Yes.
Now, I heard that there was a topless scene in Starship Troopers.
It's a see-through bra scene.
Okay.
There's a difference, yeah.
What about in the movie Wild Things?
Yes.
Is that Denise Richards, or is that a body double?
No, it's 100% Denise Richards. You know, you also see her face with the body, and that's the key.
Oops, hold on, Mr. Skin. Oh, crap. Crap on ice. Crap.
Thanks for promoting the band.
All right.
Now, I just lost him.
That's Mr. Skin.
Are they getting him back on the line?
I believe so.
Oh, crap.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right.
It's good.
Every time it's a plug for your band.
Well thought out every time when I said that.
I apologize to him. Oh, you got him back?
As soon as it goes on hold, yeah.
Ah, there he is. I'm sorry, Mr. Skin.
Oh, I thought you didn't like my answer to the
No. I was waiting with bated breath to hear the answer.
No, but you could see the face with the body in that scene, so you'd know 100% it was her. The thing that pissed me off about that scene is Neve Campbell was topless, but she had her back to the camera. She wouldn't show up and give up the goodies, so that was too bad.
I have to ask you about one of my favorites, though. Linda Hunt.
Linda Hunt.
Linda Hunt. Is there any nude scenes from Linda Hunt?
Oh, sorry, there's no Linda Hunt.
Sorry. All just right. My own personal fetish thing.
Listen, everybody, please go to MrSkin.com. The best thing is you click on the icon, and you can actually see the pictures right there on the web of the naked chicks from the movies.
Yes, very exciting.
7,000 pages of celebrity nudity.
Yeah, I mean, you just put a name in the database, and it comes up. Mr. Skin, good luck with your Anatomy Awards. You're always welcome on this show.
Yeah, thanks. I always have a great time on your guys' show. Thanks a lot.
You're always welcome. Thank you. Mr. Skin.
Hi, Mr. Skin.
There he is. And that address is www.MrSkin.com. And, Bud, you're on the site right now?
I am indeed.
What do you see? Anything we didn't discuss?
Yeah, a couple of things. Some of the categories I thought were pretty good. Best lesbo scene is on there. All deliveries in rear. Let's see, the George W. Bush Award. I knew you'd appreciate that.
Who won the lesbo scene?
The lesbo scene was Michelle Williams and Chloe Sevigny.
Sevigny.
From If These Walls Could Talk Too.
All right, what about the best Bush?
Best Bush, George W. Bush Award, Kate Winslet in Holy Smoke.
I told you, she's not a clean girl.
Yeah.
That's a girl from Titanic?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think
right. So. Untrimmed.
Big pig. What else, Buzz?
Best Skinny Dip, Breast Picture, Wildest Sex Scene you mentioned earlier.
What's the wildest sex scene?
That was the menage a trois from American Psycho.
Okay, that's right. And did we ask about the breast picture? Well, what's the breast picture?
Breast picture was 8.5 women, is what it says here.
I never heard of that.
I haven't either.
8.5 women. See, what's great is you go to the video store and you get these movies.
Sure.
And you get to see all your favorite celebrities naked.
Well, you go to his website and saves you all the trouble.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Okay. Well, it's www.MrSkin.com right before the Oscars. Thank you, Mr. Skin. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need the tall salad man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No!
Under the direction of Andrew Blake.
Right.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, I just was having a conversation with our producer, Charles Broyhill.
How is he?
Well, he's funny, he's personable.
And nothing's changed.
He's witty, he's warm, he's caring, he's pretty, he's passionate. He's eating with his hands.
He's dragging his knuckles along the ground.
And he mentioned that the guy who made us the tombstone for Ken Stevens called,
right?
And that guy didn't believe the girl on the phone either.
Right.
However, if the father of the supposed dead kid will call us off the air, we will be glad to supply a headstone.
Very good.
For the kid that was allegedly hit by the train.
But I tell you, based on that woman's call, we're all skeptical.
Right. I don't think it's going to happen. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, well, I wanted to call in for that contest of what you would do for anything.
All right, tomorrow, the freak show, what would you do? You know, first prize is either $1,000 or a trip to Houston for WWF. It's the winner's choice.
Right.
What would you do on tomorrow's show?
Well, what I would do is I would come down and beat the hell out of the guy who's offering to drink his number one and number three.
That bothers you, sir?
Oh, of course. I mean, it's one thing to admit about number one, but then, you know, to give extra detail about number three, that's necessary.
All right, well, you know, much as we'd like to enter that as an entrance in the concert. I don't think that simply the fact that you beating that guy up.
And really, technically, wouldn't that be gay bashing?
Yeah,
he really technically.
Yes, that's
looked,
right.
Well,
yeah.
Didn't he say that he really wasn't gay though?
Well, that'd be bi bashing.
No, but listen, he's had other guys suck his wiener. He's gay.
But his own admission, though, he said he wasn't.
I hope they don't delete that out. he's had other guys fillet him.
Oh, I understand. I'm just saying. I agree with you. But by his own admission, by saying he isn't, then I don't think it would fall under gay bashing.
But I don't think it'd be very entertaining for you just to come down and beat someone up.
He's enjoyed fellatio performed by other men.
Now you got three options, and I think they got to take one of the three, yeah. I would think. One of those three's got to be acceptable.
Right.
He enjoys other men servicing him.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, you beating him up is not a viable talent.
Okay, I guess it's too bad then.
Not unless you do it while you're like sucking goldfish in your nose.
No, I don't think I can do that. Maybe I could do
Or, listen, how about this? How about you beat him up while you're going down on him?
No, that ain't happening.
Well, that ain't happening. Okay.
How about I beat him up while I eat fire-lit Tostitos dipped in the rum like
you know
the
what?
Other guy?
I got an idea. Why don't you just wait until we have the Billy Cleary lookalike contest?
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Billy
bye-bye.
Cleary.
You gotta call in now with your thoughts about the contest because we're doing it tomorrow.
Right.
Okay. You gotta get your acts together and please call us with that because we're doing that tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, look, absolutely the all-time wildest sex scene in any movie was Lisa Bonet and Angel Heart. You ever see that one?
That was with Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke. Oh, that was bad.
Wow. You know, whenever I think of that time of. You know, the world, it's that time you were talking about Lisa Bonet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, when I dropped the F-bomb.
When you dropped the F-bomb, yes.
I got a request for your freak show tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'd take cash money if some dude would come down there and suck a fart right out of his own bunghole.
But
that would be great.
He would have to be incredibly double-jointed.
Oh, yeah. But I'd pay.
Okay,
I'm not sure what that says about you, but it's certainly interesting.
Don't you see him? They cash money for that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Yo, is this BN?
Indeed.
Hey, BN.
Hi. How you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Hi, BN.
Yo, can I get in that contest?
What's your talent, BN?
Well, I bet I could blindfoldly kick 40's ass or make it do it fair and trick act.
Always about 40.
No.
Always about 40.
Listen, BN, you can't beat 40 up. I mean, I'm not saying you can.
But I could do it with a blindfold. That would be a talent, wouldn't it?
Do it blindfolded. Now, don't you have any other talent, BN? You know, you've never come down to be on the show.
Besides, Mr. 40, you'd have to just sit there and take it. You know he's not going to do that.
Can't beat me.
So, come on.
Have I ever come down on the show? Have I been invited before?
You have an open invitation, BN.
Oh, is that right?
Anytime you want to come down, our door is open to bitter end.
All right, well, you be chiseling on this. It's all gravy train. I just thought I'd throw it out there and see if y'all like that idea or not. You know what I mean?
Well, we gotta nix that idea, absolutely.
All right, I'll think of something else and call back.
All right, call back, BN.
One love, baby.
All right. You keep working overtime on it. Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here in Baltimore. Tell Don I didn't bleep him out on any of those filet show remarks he made.
Great. Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I've got a trick for Don and Mike.
Hello. You want to be in the show tomorrow?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Okay, what I can do is I can swallow goldfish and then puke him back out alive.
Well, now that's too similar to
the
guy.
Yeah, we got a goldfish guy.
We got a guy.
Poor goldfish.
I can do your mom.
We got two goldfish guys already.
What did he say? He said it's a mom thing.
Yeah. Do your mom. Mm-hmm. Stand in line to do my mom. Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You want to do my mom, get a crowbar. Because I guarantee that entrance has been closed for about 50 years. Hello, you better get some dynamite. You want to do my mom. Hello.
Got a backhoe.
Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
You mean Don and Mike?
Yes.
Sorry, I got right through immediately.
Oh, yeah. Here's a guy having sex with my mom. There you go. Opening her up.
Oh, we always, you know, I don't know whether we include the organ music. Thank you. Good night. You know, for my money, the organ music at the end of that explosion is always the best part.
That makes it. Yeah, what's your talent, sir?
Actually, I was calling about the lady that called in trying to get a tombstone.
Okay, what about her?
Well, we just laid my father-in-law to rest this past Saturday, after he laid in a coma for 200 days.
All right.
Now, because of the funeral costs and everything else, we couldn't afford a headstone for him.
Right.
But my take on that is, if some friend of mine or somebody that I worked for called a radio show to get a tombstone for my father-in-law, I know my feelings and my wife also's feelings would be, we would be highly upset if it didn't come from family or close friends.
Well, I think that's unreasonable. That sounds totally reasonable. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I found that, you know, that, like you said, that's very disrespectful. I mean, it's like, that's not something you call a radio show for.
Well, you know, and we asked the girl, we said, what's the kid's name? And she didn't even know the kid's name.
And she was laughing and talking about her boobs. It just sounded, the whole thing sounded a little weird.
Well, you know, for the record, and we've already...
She works for a tow company, so she's probably got big boobs, along with the rest of her and a few missing teeth, too.
We have already checked with the people from the Headstone Company. If the father calls us off the air,
right?
Because we're not like Jack Diamond. If we do something nice for someone, we don't parade it on the radio.
Exactly.
If the father calls us off the air and it's legit, we'll buy the headstone. But not because that crazy bitch called us.
No.
You know, geez, I mean, well, if the father...
I kind of have to agree with you on the father never making the phone call, because I'm sure the father himself would, you know, that's like, that's something you would do out of respect for a loved one. I mean, it's respect for a loved one.
I agree.
Not to call up and
gotcha.
Not so much beg, but, you know.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, solicit for a headstone.
But it was fun sparring with her.
Yes, it was.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don?
Hi.
And Mike.
Hi.
What I could do is, I could do Don's daughter in Wisconsin.
What's wrong with people?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, you reneged on that bet, my friend. I mean, you that's not a man. You're not a man, okay? You're a little girl. The woman said, I've got big boobs and I'll come down there.
Yeah, you know something?
That's
you know
what you said. You
let me tell you, can I answer that? Can I answer that? Because you know what? If she had been anybody that's was approaching being human with us, it might have been a different story. But
and
she was just being a total
animal. You can interpret what she said. I have big boobs, and I'll come down to your shop. Now, how do you interpret that?
It doesn't matter the interpretation. When you said you're going to roll back the tape, you said, If you said I'll come down and show you my breasts, you got to hang up the phone. And if you didn't say it, I'll give you the tombstone.
And you know what I said? Since have you been listening? Since if the father calls me off the air,
no, that wasn't the point of that. That wasn't the bet.
Okay, yeah,
that's because that's your opinion, and you're entitled. But you're entitled to your opinion.
No, in my opinion, I won the bet.
And so we all have to, like
what?
I said to the woman, we'll have to agree to disagree. That's
you know
your opinion.
You know
we have our opinion.
The fact of the matter is, you reneged on a bet.
No, that's your opinion.
We disagree
with your opinion.
Absolutely did not.
That's your opinion.
The woman called and inferred that
she would.
But
we didn't talk about inferred. We said what you'd say.
That's your opinion.
That's your opinion.
And you know what? And you know, if she had been a little more pleasant, perhaps we would be technical about
anything?
It. Yeah, it does. Has everything to do
God
with it.
God opened his big mouth. And
no, it has everything to do with it.
I opened my big mouth and I made a statement, and I stand by it. And if you don't like it, F you.
And did you listen to the last guy?
Did
you listen to the last guy that called that had a loved one that passed away? Did you hear what he had to say? Did you get a chance to listen to that?
You know, here's the
nothing matters.
Hold on, let me just really seriously. You know what?
Can I say?
Hold on, listen to me for a second. She implied, you inferred. Go to get a dictionary and look at those words.
I respond to this.
She implied, you inferred. Do you understand the difference?
Can I respond to that?
No. Do you understand the difference between implied and inferred?
You still are a little girl because you welch in a bed.
You're a dick.
Why don't you go get a dictionary and look up the word implied and the word inferred? She implied, you inferred.
It doesn't matter. Implied, inferred. You said...
It does matter.
It does.
It matters in totality.
It does.
It matters.
You laid... Look, Don.
It matters.
It does.
You said, if she said...
It matters.
I'll show you my breast. You've got to hang up.
It matters. And you know what? And you know, hey, you know the other thing is? The other thing is she hung up. She hung up and she's gone. And she's not getting back on the radio and we won.
Buy the tombstone, okay?
Listen, I said if the father calls me, I'll buy the tombstone.
That wasn't a bet. That wasn't a bet.
Well, how am I? And listen, let me just take this. Let me take this idiotic argument one step further. How would I find this woman?
It doesn't matter. You said it.
No, hold
that
on a
second. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter either.
How would I find this woman?
You know what, Don?
You know what? This guy, a guy like this, the only thing that matters to this guy is his own opinion. Nothing else matters.
Listen, she implied what you inferred. If you really care.
A welcher. You are.
Why don't you buy the tombstone?
Yeah, if you really care, why don't you buy the tombstone? Because you know what? I can live with the shame.
You made the bet.
I can live with the shame. You think I'm a welcher? I'll sleep great tonight.
Pay up on your bet.
No.
Pay up on your bet.
No.
You're a little girl. That's what you are.
No.
Listen, I'll sleep great tonight.
What?
I'll sleep great tonight.
Well, I'm sure you will.
I have no worries. My conscience is clear.
Welch on a bet.
All right, you have your opinion. You've stated
it.
You've stated it, and you're not going to get a chance to state it anymore. Okay. You said your piece. We gave you your chance to say your piece.
Yeah.
You're a one-trick pony. You keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. It is worthless.
But everybody knows the whole world.
Your opinion is worthless.
Listen, I welcome the opinion of anybody who heard the entire conversation.
I heard everything.
And I welcome those people hearing you.
I listen to the show. You know what? Let's invite your listeners to call in and see if you're welcome.
Would you like to come on? Now you're trying to direct our show. Is that what you're trying to do?
I would like to hear your listeners' opinion because I understand.
Well, we've gotten an opinion from you, and we had an opinion from a woman who disagreed with you.
Mike, will you stop supporting him? Okay.
What do you mean? I was on the same goddamn argument, sir. F you.
No, you look more.
F you.
Flip-flopped in the middle of the argument.
I did flip-flop because when I listened to it again, she did imply that she wanted to come down here with her big
boobs. Listen, I want to tell you something. I don't care what you think of me as a person. It's retarded for a girl who doesn't know a kid to call up and ask a shock radio show to buy a tombstone for a kid that allegedly has been dead for 8 months. She doesn't know the kid's name.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that under any circumstance.
You welched, okay?
You know what? No, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that, do you? I want to ask you, what is your opinion? No, wait. Shut up for a second. What is your opinion of that? Other than, you know, a guy that calls all the time and wants to get on the air. For one serious moment, answer this question. You owe it. You've gotten your airtime. What do you think of that? I think it's completely inappropriate that woman called this radio show to make that request.
That's
not what I'm asking you. I want to ask you outside of the bet. I'm not asking you that. I'm not asking you whether I'll bet you.
Listen, pay up on your bet.
I didn't welch on the bet.
You know what? You are such a total a-hole that you don't even want to address a direct question because you just don't want to deal with it.
Pay your bets.
I pay my bets.
Then he hangs up. Goodbye. Coward. Yeah, total coward.
I'll buy your headstone.
I'd like to buy it right now. I would. I absolutely would.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. I have something for your contest, but first, why don't you tell Mr. Literal that you'll send her a tombstone pizza?
Honey, I already offered that up.
Oh, okay.
Is it too much to ask that people just listen, please, to the show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, what do you want to do for the freak show tomorrow?
Well, my husband not only has farts that are louder and longer than any fart I've ever heard any of you guys ever do on the air, they are so smelly that I believe he could successfully drive all of you out of the studio.
Well, now that is a worthy challenge. If your husband wants to come down
and break wind,
fart in the studio and see if it drives us out of the studio, he's welcome to enter the contest.
Excellent.
All right. And so what will he be dining on, do you think, to participate in this contest?
I don't know. I'll find something half bad out of the refrigerator and feed it to him tonight in preparation.
Is there any particular food product that gets him going?
Almost anything, but a couple of good sodas seems to, you know, kind of sway things along.
All right, hold on. You might get kidney stones from those. Hold on a second. Lisa, we'll give you a time to come in tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in about the woman and everybody saying that you're welching.
Yeah.
People saying that you're welching. I'm sorry, it wasn't everybody. The woman clearly implied that she was going to come down and show you her tease.
Yes, of course she did.
You know what? It's a bigger issue that the guy didn't want to hear. It's the issue of her whole rap and the issue of the appropriateness of the call and the whole thing.
And you know, everybody forgets what I said at the end, which I really meant. if the father calls Mike or I off the air.
Yeah, really needs, you know, really needs this. And, you know, we urge anybody else that's familiar with the situation, you know, give that guy a call. We'll do it.
Yeah, but otherwise, it was just some cheap, dumb bitch calling this show, making light of the fact, as far as
we know. Yeah, giggling all the way through it. Yep. I mean, it's totally weird. And then didn't even know the kid's name. I mean, it was
unbelievable.
I still don't get it. I still can't figure people out sometimes.
I understood all that, and I understood the fact that all she wanted to do was be on the air.
Right.
Yeah, and she didn't go away. Hold on, excuse me. She didn't go away until one of her peers called in, until a listener called in to tell her that she was full of crap.
Absolutely.
Then she ran away.
Yeah, but as to the bed itself, the woman clearly... She was saying she was going to come down.
Yeah, come on. The woman said, I have big breasts. I'll come down to your shop.
Absolutely.
Shop. You know, your shop. Your shop. Please, honey.
Stand right next to the wood driller.
No, you also would, too.
Not a shop.
So the guy who called about the bed already had his opinions about us and about the show. The call from the lady who just gave that guy an excuse to call in.
You know, and in that guy, to quote that guy, as far as the bed, it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't. The bet doesn't matter. What matters is the appropriateness of her call and her attitude and everything else about her.
And I'll say for the umpteenth million time, I don't care if the Pope died. This is not the right show to call and ask for a headstone.
Amen.
Right.
You know, I know we've said it a million times. We do plenty of behind-the-scenes stuff with that. The Make-A-Wish people call us. The kids that are sick in the hospital call us. But you know what? They call us off the air.
Yeah, I mean, there's a time and a place. What we do here is different from that.
It is. We do it off the air. If you got a real serious situation, call us off the air. Most likely we can help you.
Hey, come on. We had images to protect here. We're a-holes. Come on.
Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hello. Billy Cleary.
All right, he's gone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I can bring a snake down and milk him for you. He's a rattlesnake.
You can milk a rattlesnake?
About a three-footer.
You really would milk a rattlesnake?
Right in front of you. Well, he's got to hold him by the tail.
How do you milk him? Where's the milk come out of?
Well, yeah, I'm taking the venom out of him, so I'm going to do.
He's 3 feet?
3 and a half, about.
Charles Broyhill making his way into the studio.
You don't live anywhere near here, though, do you?
Well, certainly Alexandria.
You do?
Sure.
Not what you told me before. You said you lived in Sacramento.
When I met you at the bar the other night, you took me home.
I know that, but you told me you were from Sacramento.
Charlie. Way to go, Charlie.
Charlie Cox.
You little detective, you.
Oh, you know what this is? This is the guy that calls all the time.
You little detective, you.
He's gone. It was the guy who calls all the time.
Round of applause for Charlie Broyhill. I like it when he comes at the beginning of a call.
Very nice.
He knows how to get us, too, doesn't he, though?
Milk your rattlesnake. All our ears are all perked up. Milk your rattlesnake, and one of us would have to hold the tail.
I wanted to see that.
We bought right into it. God, we're stupid. Listen, we buy a headstone first, okay? Let's break, please. Break, please, now. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chance. We have a chance national anthem.
Okay.
Ready? Stand up, chance. Okay?
Come on, Don.
Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is a chance to man. The little chancy man. How we love the chancy man. The chancy man.
Proudly, down to only 2 herpes pills a day. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It was a hassle.
Big hassle, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Well, I just wanted to call and make a point about something that's just been beaten in the ground now. Nobody seemed to mention the fact that that stupid bee called and said, I'll show you my boobs. Will that help if I come down the shop?
Did she say that?
Will it help? Yes, play
that. Is that all the same?
Yes.
Well, you know, either way, all these dumbasses that are calling me a welcher, I've said for the record that if the dead kid's father calls us off the air, I'll get him the headstone.
Right. And I will, too. We'll go in halvesies on it.
And furthermore, I stand by the fact that the bet with the woman, first off, keep in mind we're doing a comedy radio show, but if you want to be actually serious about it, she implied that she would show her breath.
And I think the most important thing is that call we got from that other guy that talked about just burying his father-in-law and how, you know, I mean,
she's... the same thing, and I would never dream of calling a national radio station to ask for headstone.
You know, if I needed a headstone for somebody in my family, I sure as hell wouldn't want that woman representing me.
No. Hey, Robbie, go through the tape, though, and see, what did you hear her say?
He said, if I come down, I've got big boobs. Does that help if I come down to your shop?
That's exactly what she said.
Help.
We played that back.
Yeah, that's what we heard. All right. And technically, there are some douchebags out there who say, well, no, that didn't mean she was going to show her breasts.
You know what? You can play the semantics game all day long, but it's, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, the fact is that we have agreed, if the right people get in touch with us, of course we. If somebody can't afford that, fine, we do that. But secondly, that woman, I don't want that woman anywhere near that transaction because, you know, we didn't like her.
It's going to ruin the mood around the shop.
I just had to call and make a point.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, honey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
The shop.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you the same person we just talked to?
Well, I don't know. I've been on hold quite a long time.
Same species. What can we do for you?
Oh, okay. When you were talking to that guy, the W-duck skin guy.
Mr. Skin, right?
Right. And you were going through the actresses that had the best, you know, the best anatomy and this and that. And
bushes, right.
And I thought, that's pretty cool. So I was even writing down some of the movies.
Right.
Elizabeth Hurley. And then, because my husband and I like to, you know, watch stuff like that.
Yes, could you get to the point?
Okay, sorry. When somebody said again about Kate Winslet, and they said...
Ah, that was me.
Big, they said, oh, she has a big...
She has a big hairy bush.
Yes.
She does.
Then, he said, what a pig.
Yes, I'm guilty as charged.
I don't like that.
Welcome back, Don.
Is that what this, like, hour-long story was all about? Was you getting to that point?
Honey, listen, fine, you don't like it. What do you want me to do about it?
Well, this is a talk show, right? So I'm entitled to...
No, really you're not. You can call in any time you like, but you're not going to change anything.
She's a pig, and...
Why is she a pig?
Her bush is big and stinky.
Oh, you know you've been down there. You did the sniffies, huh?
Yeah.
You personally did sniffies.
I did. As a matter of fact, I pulled a bird out of there.
Oh, wow.
Giant kind of bird. Was it a condor?
It was a cockatoo.
A cockatoo.
A giant cockatoo.
They liked it. A bird and bush is worth two in the hand, right?
Right.
All right, well, I just...
Honey, listen, let me tell you something. Opinions are just like...
Everybody has one.
Vaginas. Almost everyone has one.
It's just calling somebody a pig. I just... Because I like you guys. I listen to you every day.
Well, thank you.
Funny.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Thank you.
You pig?
Of course. You never let us down.
You know, Jesus Christ.
Why can't we all get along?
You like the show fine until it's someone, you know, you laugh unless it's about someone that you know or you like.
Yeah. Right. When it hits close to home.
Then it ain't funny.
You know, I'll be honest with you. When you said that about Kate Winslet, the way I feel about her, that hurt me. You don't hear me crying about it, do you?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, my name's Doug. I was wondering if I could pay you guys to put a radio show on the air. I do some really great gags. Waddle-oodle Autumn, Gobble Geeble, My Dog Blue. Maybe you're familiar with that type of humor.
I'm going to suggest you go to a low-power AM station that runs primarily...
Hold on. Do you have the call sign? Maybe I could get on that one. Do you think they'd take me?
I don't know, but I would urge you to go to a Vietnamese station and see if you could broker a couple hours every morning.
Yeah, and bone up on your Southeast Asian languages.
Oh, how do you think Sergeant Fury will go over with them?
No, you may also want to try broadcasting over the internet, but be sure to select a provider that can't provide smooth audio.
Well, listen, AMF. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
You know that, what's his name? You know, the guy we're not supposed to talk about?
Which one? There's so many.
The one in the mornings with the big nose?
Yes.
He's off the air here in Reno. Lack of ratings.
Well, good. All right. That's good news.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for whittling that search down for me.
Yeah, I tell you, we've concealed his identity.
The disc jockey we don't like with the big nose. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Turkel Radio Gods, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, did I hear you say that you pulled out a cock or two from Kate Winslet's bush?
A cockatoo. A bird, sir. Hello, John and Mike's show.
Hey, John.
Now, actually, it could be the other. They could have rotted it off.
Right, absolutely.
Once they went down there.
Ah!
Hello.
Hey, gods of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Right, hi.
Just wanted to say I love you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Nothing special to talk about, just singing your praises.
Thank you. Now, listen, we need them. I think we only got about 10 acts for tomorrow's show.
We need a lot more because there's always a little bit of attrition.
For the freak show, the What Would You Do show, punch this up again that the first prize tomorrow gets a choice of either $1,000 in cash from Blair Witch 2 or a trip for two to Houston, Texas to see WWF WrestleMania in demand Sunday, April 1st, live from Texas.
Hey, they still have that mechanical bull down there that you broke your arm on?
I bet you could go to Gilly's and ride that mechanical bull.
Gilly's still around? I wonder if it is.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Why don't we think that maybe it isn't? I'm not sure. I bet they have other mechanical bulls down. Didn't he fall on hard times, Rob, or something like that?
Mickey Gilly? Maybe he did.
And he had to, I mean, you just don't hear about Mickey Gilly anymore, and that pains me greatly.
I know Eddie Rabbit is dead.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he
Eddie Rabbit's no longer there.
I know after the bull craze died down a bit, Gilly's had a booth that you could go in to call your home, and they would pipe in office sounds in the background. You could have, like, four different selections of what kind of work environment you work in. So it sounded like you were calling from work.
Mickey Gilly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, I had a moral dilemma for you. If you found out that Homo Joe had anally raped Mike while he was unconscious and drunk, would you tell Mike, bearing in mind that Mike might kill Don, kill Homo Joe?
If I had found out that Homo Joe had anally raped Mike?
Yes.
While I was passed out?
While Mike was passed out.
And knowing that I would... Why do you assume I would want to kill Homo Joe if I found out?
Well, assuming you didn't enjoy it.
You know something? If I was done that way by Homo Joe and I was passed out, there'd really be no way of knowing whether I enjoyed it.
Okay, Homo Joe told Don.
In one of our nightly chats.
Would you, Don, yes. Would you, Don, tell Mike?
Yes, I would.
As I would you.
That would be a tough call to make, but I'd make it. Hi, Mike. It's Don.
Hi, Don.
Hey, listen, while you were drunk last night, Homo Joe had butt sex with you.
Oh, gosh. Same place, different day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's probably the way I'd handle it.
Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Buzz, please.
I'm here.
Hey, Buzz. I have an appointment coming up soon to get my colon cleansed. I'm 21 years old, and plus my mom set this up for me.
Oh, that's nice. Your mommy still does things for you.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Does your mommy cleanse your colon for you?
No.
All right, what's your question for Buzz? Ask Dr. Colon.
What is it like? I'm kind of scared.
Depends
about
on what you use, right, Buzz?
That's right. If you use a standard bottle brush, it can be a little uncomfortable.
I find it highly ironic.
And I recommend piping hot coffee.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hi.
I want to do the contest tomorrow. My name is Marcelo.
Yes, Marcelo, what is your talent?
Well, I can stick one foot in my rear and the other in my mouth and bang your daughter in Wisconsin.
Oh, stop it.
I get off.
What's wrong with people?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, just call. I went to the Caps game Saturday night.
Yes?
Garlic fries you were talking about the other day on the air.
Did you smell them?
Not only did I smell them, I went and got some.
Right.
I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe it was the pizza that I was smelling.
Right.
They were quite possibly the greatest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
But you stink up the whole section.
And you were absolutely right. The whole section was offended when I brought them back. But I had to give you a call. I listen to you guys all the time. The best culinary advice I ever had from anyone was to get those garlic fries.
Well, I've never smelled anything. I mean, this guy was eight rows in front of me, and it was like somebody was mincing a clove of garlic underneath my right nostril.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm always here to help.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, I hadn't heard you talk about the new season of Jackass. I was wondering if I'd get your comments on that.
I've got it on tape. I haven't watched. MTV is so effed up. You never know when they're running something new.
Right.
The only thing
yeah,
I know...
Yeah, you don't, and you watch that at 9 o'clock on Sunday night, and it's just 9 o'clock on Sunday night is now the impossible time.
The only thing I know about MTV is that this Madonna video is the biggest freaking hype in the world, and I'm dumb enough that I set my VCR last night to record it because MTV and VH1 say that Madonna's new video is so controversial.
Yeah, because she's like running over guys with her grandmother.
Right. They're only going to run it one time.
And is that, my only question, is that her real grandma that she has in the car with her?
No, it can't be.
Is that an actress? Because I tell you, she is hot.
I watched the whole video last night.
Right.
I mean, it's a thousand times tamer than when she was diddling herself with a crucifix.
And don't you think that Madonna's happier than anybody else about this? I mean, this is what Madonna's done her whole career.
Yeah, and frankly, the video's funny because, like, there's dudes that are playing street hockey and stuff.
She runs them down.
And she just runs guys over.
Yeah, here it's just comic violence.
Yeah, it's funny.
Well, it feels funny like the rules. When she T-bones the car full of guys and then straightens her grandma's glasses.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. It's funny, but it's a bunch of bull-ass hype from MTV. Jesus Christ.
Right. Well, also, if you get a chance, check out the Andy Dick Show on MTV. It's pretty funny, too. I know he's a homo, but it's...
Somebody told me he does a wicked impression of Tom Green.
Oh, it's hysterical. He puts on makeup, and I swear you can't tell it's really Andy Dick until you see him close up.
That would make me laugh out loud.
That was great, and he also did a bit where Marilyn Manson was doing a stage production of Mary Poppins, called Marilyn Poppins, and you have to just sort of go with it, but it's very, very dark.
You've always been a big fan of Andy Dick.
Loved it.
Hello, Don and Mike Rascal. Hello.
Hello, Rudy.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing? Is Don on my show?
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hey, is this Rob?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, shut up.
Hey, I want to talk about the contest tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
What I could do, well, this might not be too freaky, but...
Hurry up. You made me late already.
All right. I'm sorry, Rob. Okay, I'll drink a gallon bottle of Jack Daniels in 2 minutes, and then I'll do 50 push-ups right after it.
Right. Four.
I'm serious.
No. You made me late already.
I'm not trying to make you late, Bubba.
Don't call me Bubba.
You neck.
I'm so sick of all you people. I hate the listeners. Don't you know that?
Yes, I can understand. After listening for 2 years, man, you got a lot of really weird people calling up there.
That's right, and I hate them all. Because I am Rob Bay, not the listener's friend.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, what's your talent?
Well, my name is Benjamin, and I can play a recorder with my butt.
You mean like the flute thing?
Yeah, like the flute.
How do you do that?
Well, I basically stick it in there,
right.
And I just basically start farting, and I can fart on command, and I can play a couple of songs.
All right, now, that's a talent. Hold on a second.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
You're in. Especially if it's anything from Bach.
We're going to give you a time to come down tomorrow and perform that talent for us. And the lines will be open now during Buzz's News and Comments show.
Great.
If you got a talent, call us up at 877-365-3636. And remind me, I know we're starting news here, but I got something about Leigh Kane that I got to share with you.
In a world where only radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, Father of the Year Eminem gets joint custody.
What, do you mean custody of a joint?
No, actually of his daughter.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Professional, Billy Cleary.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Wearing their game day attire, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I love you. It's good, no?
Game over.
Let's get to the world of Buzz.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, Paul.
Great to be back.
Good to have you back.
Yeah. Someday we'll write a book.
Oh, my God.
Someday we'll write a book. I know we're laughing, and we can't tell you why we're laughing.
No way.
But trust me, something is very funny.
Something funnier than I expected it to be, and I expected it to be funny.
Thank you.
There you go.
Your laughter is the best medicine.
Absolutely.
Oh, excuse me, I'm a little out of breath.
Hold on, let me see if we got someone here for the freak show.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, waiting for Charles Broyhill.
Sure. For Charles Broyhill.
Yeah, I'm bored up for you guys in Bakersfield, and I'm not supposed to be talking on the air with you guys.
All right, hold on a second. At least he knows what he's supposed to be doing.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Are you calling for the contest?
Yes, I am.
Yes, what's your talent, sir?
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone?
Seahaw.
Yeah. I searched the world over and thought I found true love. Oh, you met another and you were gone.
Right. I know he wasn't going to play our contest, but I thought that was worth it.
Thank you.
Well.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Let me just get this, Larry.
Oh, good. Thing. Yes, please.
What was it, Robbie? A couple of weeks ago, this was in the column, and we forgot to get to it.
It was most recent Monday.
Okay, 2 weeks ago, this past Monday, Rob and I were reading Larry King's column, and we had it highlighted to read on the show. We never got to it because it was some of his most moronic thoughts ever. It was called Things I Learned While Looking Up Other Things.
Oh, yes.
And it included topics such as this. Dreamt is the only English word that ends in the letters MT.
Wow.
Almonds are a member of the peach family. Two-thirds of the world's eggplants are grown in New Jersey.
It's an old man that has too much time on his hands.
Virtually everything in it can be found on one of those awful chain emails. One of the things that he wrote was it that Maine was the only state that was the one syllable?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see. Some guy runs a website,
mm-hmm.
and apparently this guy on his website, he prints all these crazy facts that he takes the time to research.
Sure.
Larry King
took credit,
went to the guy's website.
Stole.
Right. Printed all of these things in his column as things I learned while looking up other things.
Uh-huh.
So now there's this giant backlash because Larry has cheated.
Yeah,
something Larry has done in the past. Let me see. When Larry King rips off almost an entire column directly from the internet, he finds it funny. I never pilfered anything. I'm 67. Says King. This is taking journalism to the nth degree.
This is like the Sandy Koufax stuff. Mm-hmm.
This is berserk. The more I think about it, the funnier it gets. If you find out who was the originator of the Maine is a one-syllable state, I'll print his picture and apologize on CNN.
Yeah, okay, take him up on that.
Isn't it always like Larry to dismiss something as just being berserk?
Yeah, it's berserk. Mm-hmm. It's crazy that somebody would accuse me of going to a website and stealing material.
Berserk. Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, USA Today said they were thinking about discontinuing the column because of this.
Really?
Now, USA Today yesterday told the San Francisco Chronicle, we have no plans right now to discontinue the column. Look, I think some of the journalism policing is overdone, but if you're going to do it, it shouldn't always be to pummel right-of-center writers instead of major talk show hosts. No wonder Larry King can't stop laughing.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, Larry's done this crap forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just very interesting that, you know, and it would have taken him 2 seconds to say, hey.
Yeah, I was on a great website.
Right. I was on a website.
No, it's not going to make Larry sound super scary exactly. Smart if he does that.
And Rob and I were reading it in the office one day before you came in, laughing our ass off. Just going like, these are the dumbest facts
sure,
ever.
Right. Sure,
and obviously too creative to have been researched actually by Larry King.
No, especially if they're right off the website, and obviously they are.
Let me see. Let me see. When a Boston Globe writer, Jeff Jacoby, pulled a few items off the internet for a column, rewrote them, and acknowledged elsewhere he had borrowed an email, he was suspended 4 months. When New Republic star Ruth Shalit was discovered to have copied a handful of generic boilerplate sentences, she was suspended,
mm-hmm.
and she suffered professional humiliation. Larry King does the same thing.
Right.
Nothing's happening.
And he skates.
Right.
Sure.
But Larry's really, has he ever answered directly the Sandy Koufax thing? Where
no.
For years on his radio show, and I think maybe in his column, he talked about growing up and playing
stickball
with Sandy Koufax.
Right. And doesn't the lore go that someone asked Sandy Koufax somewhere, do you know Larry King?
Said I've never met him, and they didn't live in the same area.
That's what we heard.
Never met him in my life.
They were both from Brooklyn. That's where it ended.
Right.
Larry's under fire lately. I don't know if he'll be skating much longer without his friend Ted Turner at CNN to protect him anymore. Mike, you were reveling in the fact recently that some of Larry's coworkers at CNN were upset with him. Well, they're upset with him again.
Yeah, when he got up there and hugged President Bush.
Exactly. Now it's because he's having a bunch of CNBC people on his show, and they're upset. Why didn't you use the people from here at CNN? So everything he does now seems to irritate his co-workers at CNN.
Larry.
Hold on. Hotline ringing. Hello.
Hi, my name is Jackie, and I'm calling for the Washington Post. I know you're busy, so I'll be very brief. Right now, you can...
No, we're going to have fun with this bitch.
A special offer on a 7-day home delivery of the Washington Post for only $2.97 per week. And this also includes our Super Sunday edition.
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
And please write this down.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Dick... First name Richard, last name Ginyza. I live in Fairfax, Virginia. I don't subscribe to the Washington Post because I hate the radio columnist Frank Aherns.
Mm-hmm.
A-H-E-R-N-S. I know that there's a more popular way to pronounce his name, Aherns, but I prefer to call him Aherns.
Uh-huh.
He is the sole reason that I refuse to subscribe to the Washington Post.
Okay.
And until the Washington Post fires him, uh-huh, I will not subscribe.
Okay.
I will burn the papers when I see them on the street.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to bother you, sir.
My name is Richard.
Uh-huh.
Gozinia.
Uh-huh.
Fairfax, Virginia. Please write it down. And can you tell me, will this comment get back to anyone at the Washington Post?
I believe so, if I tell my supervisor.
Does anybody care? I used to subscribe to the Post.
Uh-huh.
I now subscribe to the Times.
Okay.
I hate the radio columnist.
Okay.
Frank Aherns. That's his real given name.
Uh-huh.
A-H-R-E-N-S. He's in every 2 weeks on Tuesday.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I would subscribe if you could guarantee that you wouldn't deliver a paper every other Tuesday when his column is in.
I don't think we have that. Or you can just get the Sunday.
No, I don't want the Sunday. Because occasionally I think he writes features in the Sunday paper.
Oh. He doesn't want it Tuesday. Okay, you can request to have it not on Tuesdays.
I can request on it. Can I make this request? Can I make a request whenever Frank Aherns... Can I make this request? Whenever Frank Aherns writes anything in the newspaper, I do not get it delivered that day, whether it be a radio piece or if he's writing a style piece.
Okay, so you would like to have it, every time Frank Aherns not in the paper?
Yes, I don't want it delivered.
Okay.
And I don't want to pay for those days.
Okay.
So that means someone from the Washington Post is going to have to go through the paper, make sure that there's nothing written in it that day by Frank Aherns.
Okay.
And then I will subscribe, and I will only pay for the newspaper on the day when he is not featured as a writer.
Okay. So you do want the paper, but you just don't want it when the...
Frank Aherns is written anything in the newspaper.
All right.
Because he's personally offended me.
All right.
And the entire goes in your family.
Okay,
Goes in.
Okay, I'll tell my supervisor.
You can reach me at this number any time of the day.
Okay.
And I'm at work in the morning, so the best time to call me is in the afternoon from 3 till about 8.
Okay, well, did you want me to take down your name and address and things right now?
No, not until you can give me the assurance that I will receive a paper without Frank Aherns.
Make sure she got your name right.
Okay.
And do you have my name?
Okay, Richard.
Richard. Goes in you.
Okay.
G-O-Y-Z-N-A. I do want to say I love Dr. Gridlock, though. And
Bob Levy.
On the days that he's in there, I love that. Oh, but you know what else?
Uh-huh.
I hate Bob Levy.
Bob?
Levy, the columnist.
Okay.
And I also dislike Leonard Shapiro.
Okay.
But mainly it's Frank Aherns.
And Mark Fisher.
And he still writes.
And Mark Fisher.
All right. I'll make sure I tell my supervisor.
And also Lisa D. Moray. I don't like her either.
Okay.
I do like Miss Manners, though.
Miss Manners?
Yes.
Okay.
And I enjoy Tony Kornheiser.
And Michael Wilbon.
And Michael Wilbon.
Okay.
I don't like Thomas Boswell.
Okay.
I'm very particular.
All right. Okay. So, I can give you a call back.
Call me tomorrow about the same time.
All right.
But I'm serious.
How about the ads on Sunday morning?
I'm a subscriber. Yeah, thank you. Listen, my son is on the line with me, and he's...
Hi, Dad.
He's absolutely right. I want to tell you something else that just pisses me off about the Washington Post.
Uh-huh. Dad, don't say that word.
It angers me. I don't want to get the ads in the comics on Saturday.
The ads in the comics?
I want them to arrive on Sunday.
When they're supposed to be in there.
Nothing gets me madder than getting the ads in the comics on Saturday and then getting the rest of the newspaper on Sunday.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm
going to
give you this number.
Dad, didn't you say you could also do without the food section and for your health?
What is it?
Well, Mom likes that, but yeah, I don't care for the food section and for your health. As a matter of fact, all I really need is the sports section and the style section every day.
Sports and style.
Sports and style.
How about the car pages?
What is it?
My son likes the car page.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know what to do.
Hi, this is Randy. Can I help you?
Yes, hello, Randy. My name is Mr. Gazinia.
Yes, sir.
I would love to subscribe to The Post. I have a problem with a radio writer for The Post.
Okay.
Frank Ahrens.
I see.
I would be glad to subscribe to the newspaper, except on the days when anything he writes appears in your paper.
Gosh, I'm sorry, sir. There's no way, of course, I can do that for you, but I do apologize.
Well, he is the sole reason that I do not subscribe to the Washington Post, and I have told all of my friends, and they're with me. We buy the Washington Times.
My dad said it's not fit to train a puppy on.
Right.
Son, now listen, son, mind your manners.
You said that.
Son, mind your manners while you're on the phone with a stranger.
You said you wouldn't let the dog poop on it.
Well, sir, listen, I will certainly make an editorial comment on that. We appreciate your time. Should you need to contact in the future, our phone number is 202-334.
You said if you wrap fish in it, the fish will be poisonous.
Hello? Okay.
He was a smarter man.
That was great fun.
That was
great fun.
How the hell does that happen? Here's the Washington Post of all the people to call us.
Called us on the hotline.
Fantastic.
Hey, Buzz, hold off on that.
All right.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
You've got bad breath, Buzz. Bad breath.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
Jizzy. The Don and Mike Show.
The Callan Show tomorrow. Also, Dude Walker will be on the air to cut some new bumpers for us.
Well, fantastic.
Yay. It's about time. Hey, are you calling about the freak show?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Rick from Culpepper.
All right, Rick, what's your talent, my friend?
All right, it's a two-part talent. Me and my wife, she will take a hard-boiled egg and launch it from her beaver, and I will catch it.
Wow. In your mouth?
Yes.
Great trick. That's a trick.
Bravo.
That's worthy of joining our contest tomorrow.
We normally do this at our hootenannies we have, but I won't catch it in my mouth. Then what I do is catch it in a bucket, and then we make deviled eggs out of them.
But tomorrow, will you catch it in your mouth?
Yeah.
And who is the celebrity your wife most resembles?
Kathy Lee.
Very good.
Kathy C. Gifford. All right.
Fantastic.
Hold on, please. Lisa's going to give you a time.
All right.
And don't forget, tomorrow, the winner of the contest will get the choice of $1,000 or a trip to Texas for WrestleMania.
Very good.
$1,000, courtesy Blair Witch 2. Now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Good news for little Holly Jade Mathers. Her daddy gets joint custody.
That's the arrangement in the preliminary divorce agreement between Kim and Marshall Bruce Mathers III, otherwise known as rapper Eminem.
I thought they got back together.
Well, they did. They're together, apart. It's been on again, off again, is the best way to describe it. Now it's off and apparently to stay. Kim gets $475,000 for the house. The alimony hasn't been decided yet. She filed for divorce on March 1st. The couple's been married for 3 years. He was actually the first to file after he saw another man kissing Kim outside a Detroit nightclub. He withdrew that divorce petition only to see her file later. He still faces charges for allegedly pistol-whipping that other man. Another bad day on Wall Street. Dow down 234 points.
Hey, NASDAQ. Nice going, Alan Greenspan.
Down 27.
Greenspan, half a point is all you'll get.
The Japanese markets have been up. You know what they did over there?
What the NASDAQ do?
The NASDAQ was down 27.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And in Japan...
It's funny you ignore the lesser drop.
No, I mentioned... No, I
did
mentioned,
you mention
yeah,
that?
I mentioned
okay.
it, but we were all reeling from the 234-point Dow drop. In Japan, they have cut interest rates to virtually zero. It's interest-free loans now in Japan.
That's why, Don, last year you bought a home over there, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And my interest rate, Mike, is hero.
Assuming no one gets killed.
And I love that Bette Midler song.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever told you you're my zero? I said, what is my loan on this? They said, hero.
Is it cool?
Hero. Hero down.
Ah, Mr. Blutowski.
Hero, point hero.
Hi.
Assuming no one gets killed, we'll all be happy about the free tacos. Taco Bell has set up a target about 10 miles off the Australian coast. If the core of the Mir space station hits the target, the company says it will give each person in the United States a free taco.
Oh, boy, how super effing generous is that?
Their insurance company would have to cough up $10 million if that happened.
Oh, boy, scary. That's a tough job for the insurance company. The core?
The biggest piece, yes, has to hit this 40-foot by 40-foot floating plastic target.
Shot.
It could happen. The 137-ton space station falls to Earth on Friday, ending 15 years in orbit. It was only supposed to be up there 5 originally. A company spokeswoman says, I don't know what the odds are. Call Vegas.
Christ, you know, I know what the odds are on us finishing the show on time tonight. Hold on. I didn't realize we're so far behind. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, company.
Get out of here,
Curtis.
I don't hear you unless you knock.
Dry hole, Rob.
Dry hole.
Well, maybe they're right.
What's the party?
The Don and Mike Show.
She can sure fill a dry hole.
Oh, absolutely.
I was in a conference with our producer who loves eating with his feet and his hands.
Yeah,
and he does it so well. And we have 7 acts lined up for sure.
Okay.
For tomorrow's freak show.
Excellent.
Always looking for more. And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, we've had storms in the Washington area over the last 24 hours, rain and winds mostly. I only mention that because it's brought down branches and even whole trees, and I only mention that because one of the trees fell on a car carrying social activist and humorist Dick Gregory.
Oh, my God.
In the hospital, no word on his condition.
Get well soon, Dick.
Poor Dick.
What if a California rolling blackout hits during the Oscar ceremony?
That'd be grand.
It won't happen, actually, according to the organizers. The Oscar folks say they have been assured by the L.A. Department of Water and Power that the lights will stay on. The DWP can make that promise because it's the only big energy supplier in California to have stockpiled power well before the latest crisis hit.
Hey, do you know how effed up that is in California?
Oh,
it's truly effed up. All over the state?
It's amazing that it's gotten to this point. I can't believe it.
If I lived there, I would be pitching the biggest hissy fit.
Right.
I'd be up on the roof of my house taking a crap, firing out my AK-47.
There are people that are
taking the leak.
There are people that are moving out of the state now because of this. They really, really are.
Yeah, everything. I live in California,
mm-hmm.
the greatest state in the union.
Mm-hmm.
And what? You can't give me power
to
turn my lights on?
And as we go into summertime, you know, when they're really going to need their air conditioning,
right.
you're going to get a lot more people that are going to go nuts. It's been unusually warm there the last week. Everybody's been running air conditioners, and that's one of the reasons that they're back into the problems they're having now. Today wasn't as bad. Today was a stage 1 power alert, which is the mildest form.
I hope Leah's got a generator.
You know she does.
Yeah, because she's got a lot of things to
her. She sure does, Mike.
I just said that to sound dirty. I don't know why.
She sure does.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we haven't talked to her in a while.
All her toys.
Yes, sir. All her sex toys.
Oh, Leah.
Philadelphia police have arrested a 24-year-old female teaching intern. She's accused of having sex with a 13-year-old student as his friend watched.
Oh, that's wrong?
Well, apparently the school officials think so. They say that Shannon Jones performed the sex act on the seventh grader in her car, parked near the school on February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. Perhaps he was rejected. The friend apparently squealed 2 weeks later. The teaching assistant now faces a whole list of sex charges.
Look at you. Look at you. You're so sexy. I'm getting a woody just looking at you.
You say the child squealed.
Well, did he squeal like a pig?
No, the kid who was the witness.
Come on, squeal. Mm-hmm. Squeal real good.
Squeal. I was speaking figuratively, actually.
Of course.
He told on them. Normally, you'd have no problem getting a hotel room in Terre Haute, Indiana. But that's changed this week as the town prepares for the execution of Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh.
Good evening. What a great crowd we got out here tonight.
Is the condemned man ready to go? McVeigh's date with a lethal injection is May 16th. Even
what?
Restaurant reservations are being snapped up now.
Sure.
Oh. Thousands of protesters.
I'll get you back to Alaska.
Protesters, reporters, and others are scrambling for places to eat and sleep. The Holiday Inn there, which has 230 rooms, was completely booked in less than an hour.
I booked a table for this execution 2 months ago.
Robbie, you got it tomorrow.
What's that?
You got to give me a page of all the restaurants and hotels in Terre Haute.
Right. We got to call there.
Find out what the execution specials are.
I just hope they don't have a rolling blackout.
Oh, God.
You know,
well, it wouldn't matter with legal... Well, yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Because, like, he'd be halfway through, and that's run out of electricity.
Yeah. You should send Dennis.
That's why you never, ever execute with that kind of stuff. You always don't rely on the power coming in. Good old-fashioned hanging.
A bleeding.
Right. This will be a lethal injection. And the Holiday Inn that I mentioned was booked inside of an hour after the execution date was set. Brokaw's people haven't even been able to get lodging there in Terre Haute.
Hi, this is Tom Brokaw. I was wondering if we can get... we have to be there for the execution.
I'm sorry we have nothing, Mr. Brokaw. No room at the inn.
Bless you.
But you were...
Yes, bless
you. I was just going to say, you were asking about special deals?
Special deals.
Special deals.
Yes. The meal deal?
Yeah. The hotel is
near dear.
Near dear.
Special arrangements with a nearby country club so that reporters can play golf during their stay.
Of course. You want them to be happy. Buzz, hold on. We'll be right
back. Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
The writing is delicious.
Tastier than a bowl of scabs.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Hate to do this to you, but between the headstone and the kidney stones and Mr. Skin today,
right?
We've been jam-packed.
Yeah.
So we just got to ask for call 100 right now.
Yeah, baby.
At 877-365-3636. The prize package selected especially for you. And then we'll be right back. Okay?
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
They're off the hook. Don Geronimo and Michael Vera.
Hi there, Buzzy.
Hi, Don.
In sports, the NFL won't be finishing its realignment plan at next week's spring meetings after all. That means the final vote will probably be at the meetings in Chicago toward the end of May. The league has to realign into 8-14 divisions when Houston fields a team in 2002. And finally, in Stuart, Florida this week, the Patricks got married on St. Patrick's Day.
That's wacky.
It's romantic. Well, it would have been. The bride and groom got into an argument at home after the reception.
I thought they were a gay couple, right?
No, this is...
Patrick Fitzgerald?
And Gerald
Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick?
No, this was a man and a woman. They're both named Patrick now. We don't know what the fight was about. All we know is that she hit him with the wedding cake and then kicked him while he was down on the floor.
It wasn't Dan Patrick, was it?
No, it wasn't Dan Patrick. She's out now on Buzz. Yes?
Do you know who Dan Patrick is?
From ESPN? The famous Dan Patrick? What, are you kidding me?
All right. Who is Mike Patrick?
I don't know.
Also an announcer from ESPN does Sunday Night Football.
Wow. Well, now I know.
Okay.
I couldn't pick either one of them out of a lineup. Anyway, Mrs. Patrick, there in Florida, is now out on $5,000 bond. She still faces battery charges. Police say the groom got bruises and scratches and icing all over his body. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah, I'm
for one, I'm glad you knew who Dan Patrick was.
I did, and I had a suspicion about Mike Patrick, but I you couldn't possibly be too Patrick to the SPF.
Time for a call 100 right now. Let me mention tomorrow we have the free show again. Still time for you to call Charlie or call Lisa on the voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what you want to do. $1,000 we're giving away tomorrow.
That's great.
If chosen, courtesy Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2, the brand new DVD and CD technology that's out now. Or you can win the trip to Houston, Texas. The CWWF WrestleMania in demand Sunday, April 1st. Live from Texas, call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order this event on pay-per-view. Don't miss Rob Spiewak's one-man review at the Shark Club in Centerville, Virginia. This Friday night from 9 till 11 for the $50,000 olive toss. And the Rob and Buzz Traveling Rhythm and Blues Review. We're back Friday, March 30th, 9 to 11 at Nostalgia's in the Fair Oaks Holiday Inn. Let them entertain ye.
Yes, please.
Ah, it's a grand show. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Am I caller number 100?
No, I'm sorry, you're not. Thank you for the effort, though.
Better luck next time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Got to be assertive right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am caller 100.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your name, my friend?
Tim.
All right. Beautiful. Here you go. It's a fancy car wash. That's what it says on top of the sheet. Fancy car wash. You want a car wash valued up to $60.
Great.
From Mobile Auto Detailing. Call them at 3-263. Cancel that first three.
What?
Yeah.
263-2268. Schedule an appointment and visit the website at www.waxmycar.com for more details.
There you go.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Also, our thanks to Mr. Skin today. His website is www.mrskin.com.
He has the Anatomy Awards.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a free show on the all new episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Wherever you are.
Yeah, Mike is off to crab practice.
Oh.
At his house tonight.
Which means, Rob, you get to put it in your own mouth.
I guess we'll be seeing that again tomorrow as well.
Just like Sissy, Tyler Moore. You might just make it after all.
I can get it.
Most men can't.
You bounced it off your big nose, Rob.
Oh, maybe tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.